Blog Talk Radio.
Special day for me in my life, May 7th. Much shout out to you, my love. Love you so much, my first and love. There you go. We love you. There you go. What a week. What a week. What a life. Love it. And there's so much people who listen to this program, people you wouldn't even know. The joke is we're being listened by everybody. You never know. Could be your own coworkers, could be everybody. And guess what? Facts still matter, regardless who's listening. And that's how we're going to prove it today. In today's program, the Four Corner News Report, stuff you're not going to hear on your news that is happening around the whole world. And one in particular, y'all. I got to bring some things up early in the program so I won't forget them. Special shout out to Dad to Ned, Brother Eddie, Brother Ray, Brother Tariq, Brother Kwame, all everybody out there. Brother Tubbo, sorry about last week, brother. We'll get you in this week. Did not know the lines were lit, especially when y'all realize that you are ruled by a Christocracy of idiots put in place on purpose. They want the insane asylum to be run by people who are insane. That's why everybody's being released into the streets so you can be dancing in the streets, but won't be dancing like you thinking. Be dodging bullets from all the craziness that they are trying to perpetrate on the American public. Another story that's not going to get any airplay hardly at all. You hear Title 42, man, forget all that. Title 42 about the immigration, it's even bigger than that. Let me tell you what's happening around the world. First report, how many of y'all ever heard of the Darien Gap? That's Darien, like Darien Lake up in Buffalo. This is the Darien Gap camp. I got the illustration of where it's located at. And you got a whole worldwide migration. Now, listen to this, though. The Darien Gap is a transit point for migrants coming from all corners. I mean, that's why today is called Four Corner News. You know, the acronym is Northeast, West, and South. Told you that's what the word, the news means, is an acronym for North, East, West, and South. And guess what? It is largely managed by an International Organization for Migration. That's the name of it. It's called the International Organization for Migration. It is connected to the United Nations that promotes and facilitates migration from developing countries and China to the West. Do you hear that? Now you wonder why everybody in the grocery store got food stamps. You wonder why they're able to come immediately upon the next 4 to 6 months, they might be in better living than you is. Now, is that jealousy? No. Because everybody wants people to have the five principles of life, the five pillars of life, you know. Clothing, shelter, food, you know, all that good stuff. Housing, transportation. The five pillars. But I'm still a little stuffy because we got allergies, man. It's unbelievable, dog. It's hot. It's cold. It's everywhere. We got to drink some good old tea today. Now, this United Nations is funding this thing, man. If they funding this, that means huge reservoirs of money is being filtered into this. Now, you think it's going to here, it's going there. No, it's going to that. It's definitely not going to the American public, citizen public, at all. Now, this is facilitating this migration, facilitating it. So that means huge money, as I just said. So the UN is funding the organization, paying to organize the migrant caravans to the United States and Central America. Did you hear that? Funding it. So when you see this mass exodus of people, it's already been funded. It's another charade, another masquerade. The whole world is behind it. Funding, that means George Soros, and not just him. He's just a face. He one of the old faces that you have to have. You see that? An old face that you have to have. I'm going to say that again. And so the UN's funding it, and it comes from U.S. contributions. Do you hear this? Most comes from U.S. contributions, as they even handed out money in cash to migrants to pay their way north. Isn't that amazing? That's one that's going to have to be in your memory banks today, because just imagine the houses that are being built. They're not being built for you, obviously. Must be being built for the mass migration being perpetrated on the American citizenry. That's amazing. Your tax money is going to fund others. Now, you can say, I'm a humanitarian. Who doesn't want to help somebody? But it doesn't come at the expense of you losing when you help people. It's supposed to be a blessing, they say. The blessing is coming here, obviously, to the world. Some people see America as a blessing, even if you don't on this line. Facts, facts. Remember what I said, facts, facts, which we're going to have to play for y'all. Proves people think America is divine providence. You might not, but other people do. And so for all you today, we're going to get into something right quick. See, facts is about this program. Facts matters. You've been hearing facts ever since we started the show about facts. I was saying facts matters when we first started. Hey, look how many people say facts now. Facts news, facts this, fact check. Of course, you've got to have it. Unfortunately, they're being compromised, just like everything else. So while you believe in that, they're sitting in Congress and the Senate voting for immigration, why they don't go to the border? Because they've been told by the Organization for Migration to leave those kids alone. Now, being that this is a program about facts, this is how we feel the mindset is on facts. And I want you to say, listen carefully what it says. Your mind, all it needs is a tenth of a second of light. That's where you get that, let there be light.
Very, very simple thing, that if you have a certain worldview, and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something, something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast. And it changes either, I mean, this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then you won't, the way you understand the world is going to change, is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked because they will threaten the way you understand the world, or not threaten them. You'll, people be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and you know they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
So rather than argue with the Christocracy that we have before us, which means arguing with fools, and it's even in your Bibles, it will turn you over to a reprobate mind. I mean, underlink of mind. And that's what's happening today. So facts does matter, but if you don't perceive them as facts, oh well. We will proceed on. That's how it works on the Helios. Now, here's the fact. We had on our program some, right, during COVID when everybody wasn't paying their rent. And we had my brother Rob Esquire from Dade County come on here. Hope, it gave his organization Hope came on here and they already proved it. I'm already discriminating in Dade County with all of the housing problems that is developed. You can't even find a house unless I'm an immigrant. I just come, I got the report, but here it goes. It says long feared eviction of a tsunami is here. They're evicting people. Remember, you didn't want to pay. We had programs. A man told you, Rob Esquire came on here and said, you better put your money to the side just in case. You know, y'all talking, you see they went after the PPP people. They're coming after you in evictions. You can pretend like you're going to do squatter rights because you can get away with it for a little while until they really get mad and say you got to go on their intimate domain. They'll let you stay at anybody's house if it ain't no use to them. That house was on a highway they needed development. You up there squatting and filing paperwork and you're going to do this, guess what's going to happen? You're going to see a big bulldozer come up and take the house out, even if you're in it. So try that one. So let's try to make the news. All right, so it's coming, y'all. The tsunami is coming. We told you he was going to kick you out of your houses that you have not been paying. Just keep eye. We warned you. If they give you a letter about you owe us back rent during the time of COVID and all that. Now, COVID supposedly gone. Because that, you see, the pandemic protection era is gone and all rental assistance has dried up. So evictions are increasing nearly 80% last year compared to this year. And so think about that one. 80% of that you didn't even hear about it. They just going in, bam, out of there. But they told you they had all this, oh, you can't evict people. Remember they had all that? See, you forget quickly because you're under amnesic effects. Definitely, we took them chemtrails for granted. It has now caused us to be zombie amnesia people. We can't remember nothing, not one thing. So we will make sure facts do matter, regardless if you forget them or not. So we're going to keep on going that this month we will proceed. That one's a fact. They are starting that up. Another fact, legal assistance is available if you are vaccinated. Listen to that one. You can get help with anything now illegally. Right underneath the alley, as long as you're vaccinated, we'll help you. So are you getting evicted? Yes. Are you vaccinated? How's that sound? You get evicted. The first thing they want to know is you vaccinated. That should be a radar to you, but I guess when you're under the Christocracy of reprobates in your Bible, guess what? Now, it's supposed to be gone, but guess what? So you don't hear about this on our news. See, you ain't going to hear fake news. See, you got to realize some things in the allegoric world or the esoteric world. Figures are brought in to give you clues. So when a high-ranking high priest CEO comes on TV and says, fake news, and you never heard that before of that proficiency of fake news as you heard these last few years, it behooves you that if you've been hearing all your life in these conscious community seminars that the news media is controlled. Okay, well, here's somebody, a high priest CEO telling you that. But you might be under the Christocracy. Let's keep it rolling. Now, Australia, y'all, a penal colony, has now put a class action lawsuit against Australia government over COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Isn't that amazing? We can't get black folks to do nothing. They rather sweat with a funky mask, breathing carbon monoxide or monoxide, either one of them is harmful. That's common sense told to you, even by the black Surgeon General in Florida that seems to be overlooked because you hate Ron DeSantis now. It's amazing. They just make you hate whoever. I don't even know. But anyway, why don't you get mad at him? See, he's the one that advised Florida, the black general, Surgeon General that we got, said that vaccines was a travesty. It should never have been used. Now, he get no airplay, but he said it in front of cameras on Channel 10, Channel 7, and Channel 4 News in Miami. And now one black person that I know quite a few, never even said a word and put the mask on anyway, as if they didn't notice that black brother told them this was a hoax. Okay. Well, we'll find out soon. But Australia's about to sue us soon or something. Thank you, Australia. A penal colony from England. Ain't that amazing? But here's the real one, y'all. I told you. They gonna, remember we just said in May, they're going to bring in the high. First thing they did, they had a drone attack in Russia. A drone attack. We told you. Facts matters. A drone attack now. Almost killed Putin. Come on, y'all. Now, you know that's an escalation propaganda move. To escalate. All you got to do is blow up some things. Now, if he there, we don't know. We have no idea. But we do know that they said we vow to retaliate. Ain't that something? Vow to retaliate now. So, could it be more? Yeah, we told you in the calendar. Yeah, I didn't want to get it. I told you. I know y'all scared of that type of stuff. But you better read it. I do. It's amazing. You'd be like, man, unbelievable. It's like I'm in a movie for Marvel Pictures. And then this is even crazy, y'all. Got a report from Australian news and other news sources. There's an unofficial but official story out. Y'all need validation. Brother West, everybody on all these things y'all have been saying that was before it came out. Now it's news, headline news. Not in America, it's not, but other parts of the world. They say Joe Biden, that's not me making it. I'm reading, coming out there. It says, quote, unofficial or official story that Joe Biden, the real Joe Biden, suffered a stroke in February 2021. I said, what? This shit, we on the radio stand, on our blog, and here a news, highly news website, puts this out. It says, suffered a stroke in February and was quickly replaced by an actor. Some believe the person playing Joe Biden in public is the actor Arthur Roberts. Go look it up. I'm going to leave it there. What a news. And here's where it gets crazy, y'all, before we bring in all y'all. Next on the news. Now, Tedros, who I just said that the WHO organization is being sued by Australia, he comes out. This is Tedros, the Ethiopian brother. I got a picture of him up. He at a bar, y'all, just like that. Look at the picture that I got of Tedros from their own publication. I couldn't get him here. In their own publications. And this is Tedros. Go say it's a fake if you want to. Figure it out. Just like I say, my man Zelensky over there in Ukraine, he wasn't playing cross-dressing, dressing like a transgender. Oh, yes, he was. Better go look him up. Now, I don't know if this part of the takeover, but we told you that the hermaphrodite cult was coming. We told you that. I'm validated because most people don't believe it, but you will soon. Now, goes on to say he declared that COVID-19 is over. Now, he declares it's over, y'all. This is the UN World Health Organization Director General from Ethiopia. Says it's over. Then, in a twinkle of an eye, the next article is called The Big Catch-Up. Now, this is the next article in this book. I said, huh? It says Chelsea Clinton pardoned up with the WHO, which means with Tedros, and the Bill Gates Foundation on the largest childhood immunization efforts ever. It's over, but they on the got Chelsea Clinton in the picture there. Unbelievable. I ain't gonna get crazy after 12 when I start really going in, but oh my goodness, it's unbelievable. Now, how can this pass unless the people are now Christocracy thinkers? That means thinkers that the dumb people ruling over us is qualified. That came out their own dictionary of what that is. That's what we under. Now, if this goes down, y'all, and y'all take y'all babies, it got to be a hell of a slogan or propaganda line to get you to do it. Got to be. So, people going, it's going to be called the utopic freedom movement where everybody gets everything, government help, everything. It's under one stipulation that you give us your children for the sacrifice of the Lamb. Now, last one, Vice TV, y'all. Told you the collapse has happened. Vice TV is gone. Collapsed. Collapsed. Absolutely collapsed. I actually like Vice TV. Really, really did. I thought that was great. Great, great. Really did. And so, I don't know when to say that. I don't know what's falling there. But then BET about to be brought out. You know, BET, but supposedly going back to black. They made a comedy skit on that. Did y'all see the comedy skit they did at the White House for the journalist banquet? They had that skit. Well, I just want you to know, that skit was pretty good. It was pretty good. You see how he can come out and tell you to your face, I did shit, went in my basement, answer questions for 10 seconds, and walk on. And said it in a joking way. I told you, jokes is magic. The jokesters, the joker, the trump card, all that. All that. Now, I got to play this today because I just can't take it no more. Let me just say this. No talk because y'all don't know, but this is the biggest story in the world. Hardly got no airplay, still ain't. This was all, if y'all didn't know that the declaration of the war for this battle took place right here when they made this quick statement about this.
Welcome to the biggest whodunit in the world right now. Who sabotaged the Nord Stream pipeline? On September 26, 2022, Germany began noticing a loss of pressure in the Nord Stream pipelines that normally deliver gas from Russia. In the immediate aftermath, analysts began speculating on who could be responsible for the failure. We will discuss each of the suspects in a moment, but first, let's consider the evidence. This is updating rapidly, but accurate to the best of my knowledge at the time of recording. It all began when Danish seismologists registered two tremors on the 26th, one at 2 a.m. local time and another at 7 p.m. Immediately afterward, Germany noticed pressure losses in the pipelines. The Danish government sent F-16 interceptors to investigate, where they discovered gas leaks surfacing. Seismologists later confirmed that the epicenters were near the leaks. Denmark and Sweden dispatched military vessels, including this one, the Absalon, to keep civilian ships away. You might wonder about potential issues with NATO and the Article 5, an attack against one is an attack against all, provision. Some of the damage is here. The island of Bornholm belongs to Denmark, but the explosions occurred in the Danish economic zone, not actual territory. Thus, there is no Article 5 problem here. The other damage occurred in this area. This is Sweden's economic zone, not Swedish territory. Sweden is also not yet a member of NATO, so that ducks the issue for two reasons. The pipelines are mostly owned by Russia's Gazprom, but German, Dutch, and French companies hold shares, and Switzerland is a base of operations for the business. Neither of the pipelines were operational at the time. As we covered here before, Russia halted all deliveries from the Nord Stream 1 pipeline on September 2nd. Officials claim that there were mechanical issues that could not be resolved due to economic sanctions. Western sources disagreed with that assessment. Russia instead was trying to freeze Germany and break up NATO's united front. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline is new and was supposed to begin deliveries in 2022. But Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused Germany to suspend the pipeline's certification. Nevertheless, Russia kept both pipelines pressurized, hence the gas leak. The damage to the giant steel pipes appears to be the result of multiple separate underwater explosions. The tremors were not consistent with traditional earthquakes.
Now, I'm going to stop right there so y'all can put the espionage twist on this. Now, this is the provocation for the World War III. Because y'all know the gas prices had to be involved Then Saudi Arabia got with Russia and with China and with India and with South Africa and with Brazil. And people don't believe you in World War III. Let's go show you how deceived the very elect can be. You already in World War III. You already in it. And the fact that it's been proliferated through this is the next phase of World War III. Don't think about the movies Hollywood showed you and all that crap. Remember, it's called a theater of war. They could just put have war centralized where they want to be at. And just show devastation for days and go worldwide with it. And it's the biggest propaganda machine in the world. So the World War III, I'm about to bring y'all in. The World War III is already in effect and rolling. Now you ask yourself, what war are they trying to get ready for? They blew up that. I don't know, they did it jointly. You find that article. Or ask for the tape from me. I sent it to you email, via email, whatever. Whatever today's communications you may have. And just judge for yourself how this charade right now of a war already happened when they did, when they blew that pipeline, and that's it. The financial zone of Sweden, Denmark. I mean, come on, y'all. This is nothing but the highest level of espionage bankers. I mean, this is almost pirateery to the highest level. Some of us can't even comprehend it. But at the same time, they prepare. Now, the question is for all of us. Don't ask what you want. Just say what you're doing to make sure if they go on the evasive of come on, now. Let's be honest. If they go on the only country that fulfilled a historic prophecy, an allegoric, mystical land to this day, unbeknownst to its own indigenous people, they don't even know the wonders and glories of America. Have no clue the abundance of wealth that's here. Now the question is, being that this is the holy vestige of freedom, liberty, and justice under the disguise of the bureaucracy that's ruling, meaning that it's kind of, so it's a double oxymoron about this going to happen. The money gone, being gone, and swiped up quickly. Couldn't make this up. But we got clues from the dead on some of their perspectives. Now, while y'all be watching all this rah-rah black history and rah-rah and black folks, now, you see they are going back to the killing of with the police thing. Yeah, you kill them with the police. Now, I want y'all to hear this carefully. We talked about this. We have heard other people talk about this. If they have opened up the asylum, we're already with the technology already in them to act up, then you let them loose, let them act up, monitoring what they're doing. He's doing all these things, and then he acts up, and then you get put into your own demise that was already preset for you. So they choke him out. And I have to admit, somebody coming after me and I'm able to get him in something, and especially if he's, oh man, body size means a lot. It could be big. It's very hard to tell by a person's persona how good they can fight back. I mean, you never know. So you get him in an advantage, boom, boom, boom. And it's black people holding him too. Everybody on the train is scared. Get the color game out. Just think about the fear factor that you on a train, they've already shooting in public. You going to sit there and tell me men ain't going to try to subdue this dude so we don't get shot? Think of yourself on an airplane. A fool acts a fool in the air. Everybody listen up. Act a fool in the air. Don't you become a little like, I hope everybody watching like I'm watching, because we can't let him go near the door. He can't go near the door. He can't hit the door. If he hit the door, That's a major catastrophe. Everybody's going to try to kick his ass. And if you kick his ass to sleep, guess what? You got provocation. In some states, it's like Florida, it's called stand your ground. But let's talk to you through the dead, because you might not believe me because I'm in the land of the living. But the land of the dead did warn people, especially dumb people.
In this crooked game of power politics here in America, the Negro, namely the race problem, integration, civil rights issue, are all nothing but tools used by the whites who call themselves liberals against another group of whites who call themselves conservatives, either to get into power or to retain power. Among whites here in America, the political teams are no longer divided into Democrats and Republicans. The whites who are now struggling for control of the American political throne are divided into liberal and conservative camps. The white liberals from both parties cross party lines to work together toward the same goal. And white conservatives from both parties do likewise. The white liberal differs from the white conservative only in one way. The liberal is more deceitful, more hypocritical than the conservative. Both want power, but the white liberal is the one who has perfected the art of posing as the Negro's friend and benefactor. And by winning the friendship and support of the Negro, the white liberal is able to use the Negro as a pawn or a weapon in this political football game that is constantly raging between the white liberals and the white conservatives. The American Negro is nothing but a political football, and the white liberals control this ball through tricks or tokenism, false promises of integration and civil rights. In this game of deceiving and using the American Negro, the white liberals have complete cooperation of the Negro civil rights leader, who sell our people out for a few crumbs of token recognition, token gains, token progress. In the New York Tribune, in an editorial dated February the 5th, 1960, they pointed out that out of 11 million qualified Negro voters, only 2,700,000 actually take time to vote. This means that, roughly speaking, only 3 million out of the 11 million Negroes who are qualified to vote take an active part. And the remaining 8 million remain voluntarily inactive. And yet it is this small minority, the 3 million Negro voters, who help determine who will be the next president.
Yeah. Ain't that about... Now, I'll go... Just stop right there. And I'm going to bring in the next story. This is Malcolm, our brother, assassinated for his factual information and accuracy, even if it hurt him, to death, to say all the accuracy. He did. Look what he just said. He said he named the two groups and went specifically, just like we did in Reconstruction. It was the Democrats there too, and the Republican Party. It was a whole bunch of parties at that time, way more than it was today. And yet, that Republican Party, Malcolm said it clearly, yeah, they got their interests, but out of both of them, the most dangerous one. Now, y'all describe to me if that's a lie or is that a fact. Only on the program that facts matters. I'm opening up. We about to get busy. Welcome on, brother. I got you coming in next, sister. I got 166. I got all y'all getting my man. Get everybody. Go ahead.
What you want to hear first, Tennessee or Illinois?
Both. Give us both pillars today. I want to hear both of them.
Man, look. A lot of this propaganda thing is a bunch of bullshit, man. Now, you were talking about Vice News. George Soros investment firm Fortress Investment Group Buck is getting ready to buy it.
Yep.
So, and then, like, all this other stuff about these banks and stuff closing down. Like, First Republic, I don't know if it's happened already, but Chase, from what I read last week, Chase is in the process of buying them up. Just like some years ago up in Chicago, where Washington Mutual had opened up all them branches and they failed, Chase came right on in and bought them up. So
yeah,
we go to the next thing. Now,
consolidate. Yeah. Yep, yep.
So now, you had mentioned about the story about the pipeline, which the majority of people weren't paying attention to. But now, what if I told you one of the greatest, well, one important story that just broke yesterday, nobody talked about. This is an attorney called by the name of Tom Rents in Ohio. He's getting ready to open up a federal case entitled "The COVID-19 Murder for Money Scheme and Hospitals Have Been Carried Out by Fake Doctors and Nurses." He said on Saturday, which was yesterday, anti-corruption attorney Thomas Rents in Ohio made headlines by suggesting that fake doctors and nurses may have been behind the COVID-19 murder for money in hospitals. And this look at this is very important because he said his statement follows the arrest of over 24 people by the Department of Justice in connection with a plan to sell fake nursing degrees and transcripts from legitimate institutions. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General and our law enforcement partners launched a multi-state coordinated law enforcement action to apprehend individuals engaged in a scheme to sell false and fraudulent nursing degrees, diplomas, and transcripts. The enforcement action resulted in the execution of search warrants in Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Texas, and Florida, and 25 individuals being charged with involvement in the fraud scheme. Ain't nobody talking about that.
Ain't going to be talking about that one. No, that's why. That's why
now.
That's why we here.
Let's switch back to Region 5 for a minute with this immigration piece. Now, it got to the point where up in Chicago, they're dumping the immigrants in some of the black neighborhoods now. And now all of a sudden, the people want to stand up and speak out. Now, as long as they was coming up there and wasn't going in their neighborhoods, it wasn't a problem. Since now they're dumping them in Woodline and South Shore area, it's a problem. And it got to a point where they're sleeping in the airports, and they're also sleeping in the police stations now.
So they're coordinating because they know where to sleep at. Like, they know it's provisions for public.
Well, some of it is organized, too, because now remember, well, you know this already. The governor, and I was telling somebody this yesterday, the governor of Illinois, his family owns the majority stake in the Hyatt hotels.
Yes,
how are you not going to sit up there and think that Illinois is already a sanctuary state and he got the connection with the hotel chains to have them come in and put up in hotels? I was reading a story yesterday that luxury hotels downtown are locked off the regular people because they got the immigrants in there. Come on. We got to start putting the dots together.
Yeah, the dots got to come together. The money game is there.
Yeah. Now, here in Tennessee, I haven't really seen it that much, but the only issue with the immigration here, back in February, a state rep was trying to introduce a bill to hire send them to school for free. But his excuse was they were saying that because it's a big teacher shortage here in Tennessee, which I'm trying to make the connection now, but that's a story that's to be continued.
Yeah,
now, check this out. Now, going back to the Title 42 piece. Now, I'm looking at an article now on National News says that the Border Patrol makes a distinction between migrants and illegals. It's two different entities. But just because about anyone can decide to be a migrant, in quotes, this writer is classifying them together as the same entity. And if you identify as an LGBTQ migrant, you are almost guaranteed instantly to get entry to the United States under Biden regime's entry policies. Ain't that something?
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, that's what I call – that's what I call amazing investigative information, because this is where the keys are at that we just talked about. If you're telling me that I got to have a code word to get in and the masses don't really know it's legislative code word, then, you know, who's going to come? Now you're going to have a group of people. This is what's going to happen. You have a group of them now going to say that. Once they get this to be known, because if we just found out, imagine the other people who will find out about this as well. And now you got a whole population of a different ideology that is now becoming prevalent in society. Now, whether it's been around for 1,000 years, absolutely. Ain't nobody going to dispute that.
One more thing. Back here in Region 4 in Memphis, now what's not being talked about on the news. Now we're talking about the children and everything, immigrants is coming in. What about the children and stuff that's disappearing, leaving out of the country, and maybe being kidnapped and child trafficked? Because
yes.
The gym
yes.
I go to, they have it's like a little police blotter report. It's dozens and dozens of black, white, Hispanic teenagers, male and female, that have been disappearing here from the Memphis area. Nobody knows what happened to them.
If you see that picture I got up there, good point there. If you see the picture I put up with the slideshow today, that first organization is, and here's for you white people. I'm talking to y'all because I know y'all use the immigration bill as saying, yeah, look at the color. So the color game in the own government is a hoax, y'all. If you look at how many melanated people coming into the country, the level's unbelievable.
Seen Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm just going to give you a tad bit. They got it, and it just came out May 5th, ironically. They got a piece dealing with the Chinese and child trafficking there. That's all I'm going to say about it. Go watch the movie.
Yeah, we're going to see that. Yeah. Okay, see, facts matter in all aspects. Let me just cover a gamut, and we got more, y'all. We're going to get some more. Let me get my sisters in here, my brother. We're going to do a special show next. Next, we're going to ask Chief Wars, we love talking with you the other day. We're going to get you on, get all the iconic for the Mother's Day special next week on the Helios. It's going to be Miss Kim Weston. I'm calling you out now, too. I'm calling y'all all out. Come on, join us, because we need all that power, because it's going to be a battle. Let me get 1-877. Go ahead, add on, or add file, or whatever. Add some ice, but make sure it's good.
Good morning, Dry Bones. I'm going to add a little... some love fire. You know, fire creates or it can destroy. So I'm going to create some thoughts for the mind. When you play that Malcolm X clip, Malcolm X is one of my biggest. If you guys go back and listen to his videos on YouTube, you really get inspired on the love that he had for his people, that he sacrificed his life because he could have been like the sellouts that blacks run to the voting machine and vote because they're black, and then they destroy their communities because they're the sellouts. And then what was interesting that he said is he said that there was 11 million blacks that can actually vote, okay? But if you listen to some of his other videos, there were 25 million, so he said that, that there were 25 million blacks that were here and in that era. We fast forward to our country, we got about 350 million. They got us thinking that 13% is, you know, black. So that's roughly about 35, 40 million people, which is, I don't believe that number either. I think there's a lot more because the black vote is so powerful. He told us how powerful the black vote are. And for us to listen to that and not take heed to what a man who sacrificed his life gave us knowledge on the political. Now, you don't have any black leaders that's not in the politics that sit there and break the politics down to you. Because if black people looked at politics as a business, meaning that if you want my vote, what are you going to do for me and my community? That's what the foreigners do. That's what the gays do. That's what organized groups of people who want something done.
Yeah.
They do those
yeah.
kind of things.
That formula. So, that formula. Organized. No
yeah,
doubt about
so it. I just want to conclude to say that you look at the party in general, we really shouldn't have any party systems. I think we should look at a person like Martin Luther King, which is another one of my favorites. You listen to his videos. It's awesome. Amazing and inspiring because he was young and so intelligent and knew so much about the country and the world views.
Right.
He says that you should judge a person by the character, by their character, not by their skin color. So,
you think he knew everything in the beginning? Because they like I say him and Malcolm had two drastic changes together. With like you just said, Malcolm told the truth, then he got turned against his own, and so to speak, they say he told truth of what they were doing, the blacks was doing. Martin King heard the truth. He turned around. You heard that. It's a, I brought my people into a hell. I feel bad. It may not be easy to get what I said. How you look at that as in a turning point, and then of them telling that truth, that's the part that got me to see that sacrifice they made by telling the truth about whatever it was, good or bad. Good or bad. So, yeah, that's a good part. Go ahead, make one more point. We get some more
calls.
It's
very painful. It's very painful for me as a black woman to research and look at our history and look at these sacrifices these men did, and the black community did nothing but ignored it and moved on and never listened. Never listened. So it's very hurtful for me as a black woman to see that we have minimized their sacrifice and continue to put the black people in power, to continue to take our black people into the burning bush that he was telling us that he had led us to. So, yeah, that is
awful. Now, you got to look at that because Harry Belafonte, he just died, everybody. And they did some shows on here, and I started looking at some videos. He had a video that he was old. And Hillary, it was in 2008. Hillary was with him, and he was going off on the Democratic Party. I mean, he actually was saying he's in that same era of Malcolm, who actually was able to live through it. And to hear him talk, because sometimes you overlook the gentleman, and you say, man, he said it. He told him, he said they have used the people just like Malcolm said, and have given us nothing. Now we have had this debate. And stay with me with this, all y'all. People have had debates with family members, friends, everything about this so-called history we got. And I tell you, you're going to get your biggest debates from our paper because they don't see that. They give you one side of Martin Luther King only, the side they want you to see. And that side could be good or bad at different points of time. Because let's think about it. The government never stopped using FBI tactics. They still do today. So we should not be so. Now all of a sudden, I'll be back right. They forgot that this happened. Like the FBI never wiretapped our houses. This is what they've been doing. Y'all should be mad about it. Now it's like, oh, they could, because Obama said it was cool that we could put a bill in and wiretap everybody. And now it's like, no problem. So we got to look at how we've been persuaded. I'm going to take some more callers. Y'all stay with me. Mute yourself, so everybody, we can get some clarity in here with everything. We're going to get everybody in who got their hand up. So if you're clicking on, I'm trying to get as much of you in here because, again, we want to hear from all the news, north, east, west, and south. Yes, we do. Let me get you 6661 all over. There we go.
Hey, what's up, good brother? Great dawning, great dawning.
Oh, man, what a dawn. I mean, we got Hillary Clinton's daughter now. The daughter joining us now.
Hey, one of the things that I can say is that this is with everybody, you, I, whether you're black, brown, purple, blue, we're under assault, and it's only going to be either rich or poor. It's called the Belt and Road Initiative. One Belt, One Road Initiative. And this is why we're looking at Title 42 expiring, but the border was already open, and over so many millions have come into this country, and it leads you back to what Dr. Claude Anderson was saying about when others come in, we're going to be bumped down, and we worry about other people besides ourselves in our own homes. This is a global assault that is coming through the One Belt China that we've all talked about, the global infrastructure. They're doing it on three fronts, Asia, Africa, and Europe. We see it in Asia. China's getting ready to take Taiwan. Taiwan holds 33% of the world's semiconductor. That's the infrastructure for the whole chips. If they just about, and then with the United States only get 12%, that's a massive takeover. That's game, set, match. And with a compromised CEO like we've seen with all the smoke and mirrors, it's getting crucial. And then Now, on those fronts, they got the Maritime Silk Road that you talked about. They got the Ice Silk Road, the Arctic Initiative. They got the Digital Silk Road. They got the Super Grid Silk Road with the one train rail system. Even right. They're getting ready down there by you in Homestead. They're going to bring it all the way through, baby, with the Super Rail.
Super Rail.
And, you know, the Super Rail.
Say we behind time. Now, some countries, the world so big, that's why the news is important. The world's so big now. They already got trains in some of these countries already that take you through the whole country. They say that our infrastructure is behind. That is the massive rush to restructure America as part of the new global initiative. And what y'all all just said, under the great disguise of the great reset.
And
go ahead.
And in 2013, what makes it so amazing is that, remember where Barry or Obama went to Africa in 2013? He made that speech saying what they were going to do and this and this. This is when the initiative was actually put in place. But like you say, what face to put on it to dress it up to this public here? And like we say about all these Manchurians being let out, and they were just holding the guy down. And like you say, if the crisis go off, they were just holding the guy down until the police could get there. Now the how the crisis act has come in, say never let a crisis go to waste. Now that they're race baiting, and what a way to keep the smoke and mirrors off of the distractions.
Yeah.
Well,
we're
losing in the dollar. The dollar fell off the map. They're going to let it default because they have to. They're going to bring us into the Fed coin. They're going to let it 6-1. It's going
down.
They said
so, June, everybody.
Yeah,
June,
6-1,
they don't renew this bill so they can keep it going. And it just
and
raised
one
the
last
interest
point.
Rate by a quarter. Go ahead. By a quarter. You're
one last
right.
point. Well, one last point. What was interesting about what I took from what Malcolm said and what everybody should take from it is that both parties, we always talk about both sides of the wing. And what
they
was interesting when Obama came into office, they had a super majority. You could have given health care to people according to your pockets. Then you had a super majority. You could have rammed through anything in their mama to approve, and they sat on their hands. But he got accolades as being I'm going to be the peacemaker. You had a chance to do that, and the Blue Dog Democrat, they sat on their hands and, nope, we're not going to do it. And that was the deciding factor. That's one of the pieces of the many BS that I saw coming out of there. And it's amazing.
Well, that Malcolm was a validation to everybody, because I do say, but the emphasis on that.
They were all taking Big Pharma money, and that's the main point.
They knew it wasn't going to pass,
but all of them was taking Big Pharma money. And bingo.
Big Pharma. Now let's go with Big Pharma. And since y'all taking it direct, like I said before, this program could come out all phases. Y'all, Big Pharma, y'all watch Nipsey Hussle? Y'all remember he said he's going to put the documentary on Dr. CB about the health. Big Pharma. Kobe Bryant was fighting Big Pharma. Drinks. So this Big Pharma thing is what is actually the lobbyist thing for it. It's a drug. But all the nations are giving opiates. All nations are giving
Africa,
opiates. All nations. They do it all over the world. That's right. All over the world.
We're under assault, bro. It's coming down to the wire.
It comes down with Jack Bauer say, the female president, y'all better recognize it could happen. Let me go to 3274. It could happen. Get ready. Get ready, y'all.
Good morning.
Go ahead,
my
brother.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes,
good morning,
Jabon. Yes, brother Ray, what's up?
Brother, I want to thank you for all that you do, and I appreciate what you're saying, what's going on here, because we need that information. But my position is, what are we going to do about us? When are we going to organize to address our issues, come together and do something about what we are going through? Forget everybody else. We are the first man on this planet. We are the ones created in the image of the Creator. and we're following these fools, we know who they are. We don't know who we are. What I'm saying to you is this. Let us organize and address these issues that we're talking about. Stop these fools from taking from us what was given to us. We have to defend ourselves. So I'm just saying organize, and I'm looking forward to get it together with what we're doing on this side, what others are doing, and, you know, we just have to get ourselves together. They'll follow us if we organize ourselves. And, you know, I'll leave it at that. But we're available.
We have our drum calls.
Yeah, we have our drum calls every Sunday, 3 p.m. worldwide. People are oppressed all over the world by these same fools, same people doing the same thing. And we organize ourselves. They will join and follow us because they want to be free from this oppression. And we can do that. We have the power. We have everything that we need. We just have never come together to address it. That's my take on what's happening. And I'm looking to you, Jai Bones, to get together with me. I was looking for you today. I hope you can make it. Today, we've got to pull ourselves together, and the rest of the people will join us, and we will make a difference and change all this craziness. And there's nothing to fear but fear itself. They're trying to put fear on us. We are not afraid of them. We must stand up to each other and for ourselves, stand up with each other and for ourselves. I'm through with it. I just say let's organize and deal with this stuff. Forget what they do. Nothing that they do is going to prosper. No weapon formed against God's people will prosper. No weapon, and that's us.
And that's the beauty of the waking of the both duality, because I see it coming. I do see it that because people are starting to see some things, especially what you say, Brother Ray, if we can get in touch with the drummer that was on Internet Show Spider, who played with everybody at Funk Brothers. I would like to get him in on it. He said he was gonna give us a call back. I want to get him involved across and all the drum people that's out there playing today as well. But and also let me just say this too, because Brother Ray go way back at the politics in here. It seems like we organized for some of the strangest reasons. There's a lot of organizational things going on, but the politics game, like for instance, Miami Gardens, and that we have in Florida, different areas, it's going to have to be a awakening of new people too, because the young people are getting tired and they're being used today. Everybody, we have to bring an infusion to the youth because of the fact that they're not hearing these type of conversations. So we look for all y'all. Teach one, reach one. Brother Ray know that philosophy as well. But Brother Ray, let's talk about the Vanguard, though, because people don't realize you in the mix. You've been in this for so long. What's your take on the what you're seeing with some of the civil rights and the older people that we try to reach out, that even to this day, that money is entrenched? How do we infuse that new money? Say, for instance, you see where we're going with the money. How do you think we should react to that now? With the economy, you think a bartering system will come back into being much a better like we would do back in the day, by barter with each other? You think that'll be some of the things that we should be trying to develop and for our strategies?
Well, as I said earlier, we have everything that we need. We've got all we need. We just need to come together and stop this fear thing. We don't have to be afraid of them. We do what we're going to do. Organize our people, put our money together, build our nation. And that's what we're doing. And don't be afraid to do it. We need a military, the general. The general knows what I'm talking about. We talk about it all the time. We need to defend ourselves. You know, we don't have to keep dealing with these boot ape niggas and these others who ain't doing nothing, talking and making money for themselves while our people suffer. We don't have to continue to deal with them. Let's move on. Let's move on and organize ourselves. We got what we need. We got millionaires all over the place. They don't know what to do with their money. You're giving it to the people who are oppressors. They don't even know that. So these are the things that we've got to do. Got to work.
The money.
What's
your thoughts on Harriet Belafonte? Because, you know, you go back, you're a history, still living historical person to me. What's your thoughts on when y'all was hanging out and doing your thing back in the early days? Some things you remember about how that was back then.
Well, Harry, along with Malcolm and Dr. King and some others, there were many others who were real leaders, but they were all attacked. And, of course, they were attacked, and some of them were murdered, as we know. And then some of them, all of their land was taken from them, as some of them that we know. We were attacked, and we did not have a defense. And that was my position with Elijah Muhammad. But far as Harry is concerned, I used to pick him up as well, just like with Dr. King, as I told you before. I had him in the car with me when Dr. King got slapped in the face by these preachers in Washington, D.C., at a rally when they attacked him. He was a problem to the Boule side of our communities. And Harry was with us that night. And I've been, you know, I've respected and loved him ever since. And he gave his life to free our people. He was the one that went to the decent people who would give money to help get us out of jail when they would lock us up for doing voter registration and kill us. Like they did Cheney and Swerner when they did that. He was the one that went to his peers to get money and to help us get out of jail because these crackers had us locked up and with these ridiculous charges. And the same thing is going on right now. But we are not organized now as we were getting organized then.
But you're not seeing black faces now. Now, for your generation now, let me ask you something because you see, I'm going to get some more calls with you. Yeah, you've seen the transition when, okay, the abuse because a lot of us, we were young. We can see you experienced it and seen it at firsthand. Now, as we see now in our transformation, we see black faces in these prosecutor jobs and these prosecutorial divisions. So it looks like blacks have come up from that era in some positions of power. But when we say, okay, overall, when we look at the big picture, I'm still seeing that hidden white hand that y'all was, you know, back in the day was told, it's always there, like, but pervasively, like George Soros. He's older than you, Ray. This man is older than you. And he's running things here with the blacks being elected. Over 70.
We know who he is. He's not even worth
that work?
Conversation. We know,
no, but I'm saying, how does that work? Yeah, how does that work when you, in your mind when you see that, okay, when you was there, it was mainly whites trying to get to help us with blacks. But now blacks is the main face we see if we go to any of these places. I sometimes think the young people get confused too because they don't know what you went through, and then they see that everybody black everywhere. So it's like, you know, it's very, very, very shocking. What's your thoughts on that, y'all? Malcolm X.
It's the trick of the enemy. The trick of the enemy, and we have to say we have to organize ourselves, teach our young the truth. We don't know the truth. They've been lying to us since they came. They found us here. They came with their guns. They use their fear factor to control us, and that's what is happening. We got to break that fear factor, control ourselves, organize, teach our own children, teach them the truth. Okay,
now,
they know the truth, they'll know
what to do. Let me ask y'all, because what Ray's saying is something that we all embellish. Now, once we get, say we got to this level, let's take it like this for a day. Say we at that level, we all got everything. What nations then we still have to be, because let's just get rid of the white man. And I want y'all to think about that for a minute. Just get rid of the white man. He owns this right now. Let's go with the premise of all the things we have heard. He will be gone because of sex, because they got the sex going together, and everything, be less men and everything. Now, after we get to that, how y'all view see America? Like, because once we say everything Brother Ray just said actually materialized, we do come together. Look, now, is other people going to come together with us? I'm going to be just those.
Don't worry about them.
I know, but how are we going to be concerned when it's a global market? How are we not going to be concerned if it's a global market? Our money is mixed in with
them. When we stand up, the world will stand up.
Okay.
When we stand up here in black America, the world will stand up.
All right.
It's tired of this stuff. It's all over the planet.
But what about
it ain't black and white. It's wrong and right.
But what about that?
Hey, it ain't black and white, brother. It's wrong and right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy.
But how do we? Exactly. That because of that concept that you've been saying for years, it gives us this dichotomy of like, okay, I agree with you on both fronts, but I just try to bring some texture to, like, say, every brother to brother. But then I'm saying we're dealing with a country that's having people come here thinking it's the greatest country in the world, like black all over. I mean, from India, from China, all these people, just see the immigration is against our people that they don't even understand fully. If you try to explain to them, they think we're crazy. If we got these forces of people coming in that looks just like me, but total different ideology, by the time it's harder to organize when you being you served or being hostile, take it over,
no
man.
Reason.
Look at,
that's no reason.
It's very deep,
up, brother. That's no reason.
I didn't say
reason,
give up. I said we got to come with another strategy. It's very unbelievable
what
they did.
Is what
very
what you have is basically what we need. We need organization. We need people doing who have different ideas to come together, put those ideas together, and meld into build what we need. And you have a very important part of that. We
I
all
think
we're
going to have to change.
None of,
I,
huh?
I think we're going to have to change, like, for instance, our standard of living going to be like about, like they bring these tiny homes. We're going to have to come with new innovative ways to buy real estate and all that type of stuff. It's going to come. The technology is going to be where we're going to be forced, like, for instance, and I'm going to take some calls. I hate to say this, but it's forcing an older generation out through technology as well. That's what he said about the computer belt road. It's like they're using so many factors. Like, for instance, I can't get any of the older people to see how they can get their benefits no more because there is no more interaction. So now our
forget
generation.
Forget them.
Hold on,
you got every answer.
No,
you have every answer that we need. You have every answer that we need. Let us come there, reason together. We will put it
together.
That's
what we got to do.
Nobody can stop that.
But I have to deal with the older crowd. Now, all y'all listening right quick, I'm just asking y'all. Y'all got family members in your family because your biggest come together going to be with your family. It's the reason why we can't come together because your biggest investments in the family, we're not investing in. Your own family members and stuff like that. So that's an automatic should be could easily be changed overnight. Easy things to be changed overnight. I told y'all this before. Just by listening to the strategies y'all learned from a lot of y'all out here, it don't take no violence. If you say, I denounce both parties on that voter registration card.
Nonviolence, non-participation.
Right. See, it don't even take about, because it all of us, to me, the big world battle, and I'm going to say this, I'll tell you, and bring some calls in. The world's against us already because they don't see us as holding court. Because like you just said, Ray, if we let our guns go up, because this is about to think about it. Okay, you say protect yourself. Y'all had the Deacons of Defense. The Civil Rights Movement had an underground military crew. They just didn't want y'all to know about it. It was all over. They went everywhere. So they don't want you to know these stories that we protected ourselves. They don't. So once they're known, people say, well, wow. And that's why I tell y'all about listening to these older stories and analyzing them now. But check this out. The gun, all this is about taking your guns, everybody. Everything that's going on is about gun control now. So we have to look at
just like with that shootout they had at that mall. What was it yesterday? What was that in Texas?
Right.
But it's the same, like you said, it's the same script. Mass shooting. Oh, we got to change the gun laws. They tried
right.
it here already with that Nashville shooting in Tennessee. Ain't happening.
So that's why I say we're not just battling any group, because the whole world is looking at us, like you said, Brother Ray, the whole world is looking at us because if America gets disarmed and become just like the rest of the world, then the new oil order scenario could manifest at even a higher rate, because once you get this shit.
Right, America's the last stand, like the X-Men.
The last stand. So a lot of ways, what you said, Brother Ray, is validation of me that, yeah, it is a last stand, but I can't give y'all a lot of glorificational ways about it. It could be very ugly to bring people together. It happens.
Well,
ugly things,
but what I'm saying,
it happens.
I'm saying
it happens.
What I'm saying is if you, Jawbones, and your callers are bringing
mm-hmm.
people on, if we
yeah.
come together, that's all
I'll hear you in a minute.
About. I ain't concerned about. I've stood face-to-face with Bush. I've stood face-to-face with Kennedy. I've stood face-to-face with Johnson simply because I was in the room, you know, as a young man. But I never have no fear, okay? And they knew that, and they know it today. So what I'm saying to you is we have to instill that same spirit in our young people, those who are listening
to
this show.
No doubt.
We've got
true.
To come together. We've got to do what we have to do. Forget them. I don't care what they say or what they do. It's what we do that's going to make the difference. And I'm serious about that. That's the only way we're going to get out of this. Otherwise, David, when they finish with the least of these, my brother, you're next, okay? And I go through this all the time with my Boulay brothers who got all this money and living well and all of that. They think it's all good. Everything is fine. It ain't good. It ain't fine. And we have to look out for each other. If we don't, we're going to all go down.
That's why I say bothering to me in my perspective what people do because – there's always going to be, just like anything else, the Haitian brothers, sisters, they come over And they have to have a bonding system amongst themselves as well. And it's about, I have to deal with so many groups of people, man, because unfortunately that's why it's called
the
dry bones.
The Haitian brothers need to understand. The Haitian brothers need to understand that we are one. They know difference.
Now,
they need to wake the hell up and see that we are on the same team.
That's why I keep saying, and all y'all listening, I'm going to bring some more calls in, but I want y'all to keep that thought pattern up because that's where we at. It's not that nobody going to say that's wrong to what we're talking about. The question, we got to bring all the variables in, like on the chessboard. All the variables is, you're right, only a small amount of people is going to probably only go do this without any having to have to do it. Like, for instance, y'all be seeing these things happen to these areas. I guarantee you those areas do come together based on the fact of, he said, you don't become fearful, but you become reactive to what's going to happen. We want to be proactive than just happen all together. So the money game can work. Now, this black billionaire, brother Ray, you got to say, that's what makes this so crazy. There's a bunch of more black billionaires and millionaires in this era of a lot. Now you ask yourself, are we really controlling these faces? Because if I had money right now, let's be honest, all y'all self-asking, say I get a lump sum. First thing I want to do is try to do something to be organized. Now the question is, for all y'all with organization things, if I organize, say we do what all the other groups do, get some land, do boom, boom. We banking. We doing it. We looking good. We got schools up. And, you know, it's crazy because the fear factor don't be no more with the white man. It really don't. The fear factor is going to be the people that perceive you as you in that community to be. And
so
the problem
why
is...
Because
you can't be individualized in what you're saying. And well, I got to have some help, meaning that you just said we all got to help. So basically, our surroundings got to connect where, okay, somebody help each other, boom, 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 money game. Somebody help do this, organize our people. Somebody got to teach. Somebody
got
to be a financier in this game.
We got
of
all
how
of
we
that.
Gonna,
we got all of
we,
that. We
well, I know
all,
we do.
We got to bring it together.
But the question
that's what
is,
I love what you
it,
do. That's why I love what
together.
You do,
it's real. It's not fake. We got
I love
to
your program. I love what
oh,
you
man,
do.
We
just
got
to come together so that it will work for all of us. That's
what's
what we
be
got
the blood?
To do.
I'm going
to
tell
you. You were with me.
You were in the military.
Forget that. You were with me when I went out to Chrome Detention Center. When we carried those people out to Chrome Detention Center to get our Haitian brothers and sisters out of there and to get them treated properly. You were with me when we stood up, when my little 5 feet, 4 inches stood up to that 7 foot cracker who was it was the military who stopped us at the gate. If you remember that day, we went out there and then we went back and we kept going back and we got them out, but we didn't know the
right.
full game.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you.
We didn't.
That's why I say you and Living Icons, you're always best to have on the show. But I'll say this. Now, you brought so many things to the forefront. Now, the things that we did go out to do, I say legislatively, black folks don't show up to these doggone places that the money game is at point. You don't even got to give the money. If they see you in numbers, there's certain strategies that don't have to be done with a bullet, y'all. Don't have to be done. Certain strategies of just showing up is a crucial thing. Now, I agree to all
that's
that.
That's when you got good leadership. If you don't have good leadership, you know, you need to have great leadership. We don't have it. We didn't have it then.
Yes, you did, because according to most of what y'all read, let me get some more with you. You just heard Malcolm. The mostly every group, including the early ones that you were with, had that money that was coming in. I don't know
Absolutely.
Who was giving the most. I don't know who was giving the most money, but when they want to kill off a group member, they'll cut you off the funds. That's what they do. You notice that firsthand. If that is what I see about it, y'all tell
me.
If
you
I'm
saw
making
me.
Stuff.
You saw what happened to me the entire time.
Right.
That's why I made that point right now. So I don't blame the other people. Thank you, but no thank you. If my people won't stand up, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, God would heal our land. But we will come humble ourselves, come together.
I'm going to put it out there for you. You know, maybe play this. I told y'all we don't play on this program. Then we back to where we at. See, I always told you, and I stand by this. I look at every side of the coin, and he just said, Brother Ray just said, he said that we don't, our people. Well, some things have been done right before us because of our people and not participating, not being involved enough to see the beauty of what's going on. But I think we've been brainwashed to not see it in so many ways. Just like we don't, I said earlier, our indigenous people don't even know their own history. And so if you don't have the indigenous people don't know their own history, of course, those of us who did, see, we did the homeschooling. Brother Ray was a part of helping us with that. He did the school teacher. Hey, he had a lovely wife that helped us. We had all sacrificed to get this information out. But I'm going to tell you, to today, it's something that you better analyze within your own self, too, everybody listening. Because this is called the Dry Bones Connection. I get information from everybody, and I listen to all people, the Haitian, my brother, Jamaican brother, sister. We come here in America to get rich. That's what they tell me. To get a better way of life. To get better education. And they do. It's some type of way where we got this nation within a nation concept with the black peoples of this country. They're not all the same. So when we get different groups, they're not going to be from all of our same lineage. They're going to be from all over the place. Basically, to follow what we just said. But Brother Ray just said, Brother Ray didn't have all this black America. He had all quite a few groups. Even when the Yahwehs was big, it wasn't just black America per se. It was all kind of people from the islands, everything there. But it was an ideology that brought us there. Just like Brother Ray said, what ideology we going to have today is going to be, like I say, the dry bone. We got to say to yourself, what is it that we're going to bring us together? I say the Bible story say, calamity usually brings results of godliness because you have to come under one umbrella. That means together. Ain't going to be no if I've got more money. That's another thing. What's about the class? I got one, three. Black people class people that we only do stuff if we at a certain level. What's y'all take on that? Because that's a heavy take. It could be part of our problem today. We may be the class system that we don't really want to talk about.
Well, we
Go ahead, brother. I got a late land. Let me talk
yes,
to you.
Yes, sir. Salute, my brother. No. Salute to the Dry Bones family.
Go ahead, brother.
I heard somebody in the background.
Go ahead. We got you.
Okay, yeah. Just want to say salute to all the brothers. What was that, Brother Ray? Salute to you, sir. You are definitely a elder that we should definitely invest in and definitely keep mentoring and keep networking with. Just getting into the building, man, coming into the digital building. A lot going on, man, with the Fed coin. And like you guys were talking about, you know, we got to have our own economic discovery, you know, because we can practice in all this tokenism. We can practice in the, you know, the tokenism of real freedom. We can practice in civil rights tokenism, Brother Malcolm said. But until your economic game is together, you will not be able to fund anything you do. Anything you do is going to take money. And we got to understand what's going on right now with the dollar bill. The dollar faces two terminal threats. That's first, the dollar is in fate of being the world reserve currency. So for the last past 70 years, the dollar was the reserve currency of the most globalized world in history. You had to have dollars in order to trade. 90% of the trade that's done in America or in the world is done in dollars. So a lot of countries have to hold dollars just to trade with. But the thing that's happening is that the dollar is outpacing all the other currencies. So what that does, people are forced. It's kind of like when we integrated. And before we integrated, I meant to say, we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in all these big places where we had banks, train stations. We had it all, man. We had a black Mecca. But what we was forced to do, the reason why we got that, because we were forced to do for ourselves because of segregation. And so through the segregation, it taught us how to economize our economy. And so we had our own, you know, successful economy. So it can still be done because we got to stop being D first, which is Democrat first, and we got to start being black first. And I'm not saying when I say black first, that means we disregard everybody else. That's not true. We're just saying, hey, we're going to prioritize what we got going on because, for one thing, we've been struggling in this country for the longest around the world, if you want to be honest about it. We've been struggling longer than any other groups. So our situation should be put into perspective first. And then you can go out and help other people. But if you don't have your economic game together, Like,
you make a bunch of point. I'm going to go back to what you said, what we said earlier. Could it be that these groups that's coming here now have been getting the money that we said earlier through the International Organization of Migration? I mean, that's our tax base that is given up to give people lavish luxury here in America. So that gives people a perception of coming here, everybody, and this is the land of milk and honey. So it's like we got to work against that false narrative. What's your take on that? Because if black
most
people
of the immigration, most of the immigrants who come here, if you ask them to let you see their government document, they claim that they are Caucasians because they can do that and they get more benefits from the government when they claim something else other than black.
Right.
And that's the fact, bro. You can ask anyone on some of them, like them Chinese and them Asians and them Latinos, you ask them to let you see their card, let them see their green card or whatever. These people claim Caucasian.
Now.
And so when they do that,
buzzword.
Look at your applications. Look at your applications sometime. You can see what they ask you. They say, are you Indian American or are you some other ethnicity? And a lot of these people are checking yes, because I'm not black, I'm not native. So they check in white or Hispanic, or they call them white Hispanics. I've seen a lot of white Hispanics do this. So I just want to show people how we be looking out for everybody else, but everybody else ain't looking out for us.
I think that's the key that we got to go with the premise, everybody, with reality here, what I said. If the government is giving people this type of money, and let's be honest, y'all, Dr. Claude made it clear, Brother Ray know about the car. We met about the car a long time ago. And it would kill me about this. He said if we was okay when we was really second, you know, if we stayed second, we had a bigger shot of getting the first. Now, not to be first out, they had to come up with this plan of this immigration money game. By telling immigrants around the world to come here and you'll be taken care of, which is a socialist agenda if y'all look at it clearly. It's saying come in here, we'll take care of your medical needs. They're grooming these people for a whole new era of thinking against that which people claim here is our Western civilization thinking. Because y'all just said earlier.
New economics.
And if we don't keep up with it, we will get left behind. So there's programs like these that gives this conversation freedom set. There are, and a lot of our people, now, let's be honest. If you look at the money spent by blacks, it's unbelievable amounts. And when they do the statistics,
it's
unbelievable.
They're spending it now because they've taken away that power from us.
Right.
Because we
sat
back and allowed it. And we did not organize to put our own money together and build our own nation. These laws that they have created, they created for their benefit, not for us. We need to create our own laws for our own benefit. This is, I keep saying, our land.
Now, if we go do that, right,
their
laws
and take what is ours. I'm sorry.
Now, being Chief of Warhols, we're going to hope to have y'all on one of her programs she's setting up. And she sent me the link. It's going to look very nice. It looks the whole thing should be good. I want to, because she said the same thing. Okay, now, about this taking the land. And are we going to go in? Now, here's the thing. Y'all say stop it. That means legal ramifications. The number one thing that we should be putting our money in to get anything would be a quality lawyers or quality esquires to do what we say do. Now, the key to that is when I say, well, he said we should have stopped it. Yes, we could have. But it'd be people, you have to go to the law to do this. You got to do certain things to go along to put the injunction in that they do and to stop that.
But not with the British Accreditation Register.
Well,
we ain't talking about that. What I'm saying is we put our own laws together, following the laws of God that we know, and follow those laws.
So that's going to be like a Christian.
These laws these people have bought in. They're putting all kind of laws up. It's all right to kick people out into the street. That's a lie. That's their law. That's not our law. Okay? And we need to enforce our own laws. But we're not doing that. We continue to go to them. They tell us what a lawyer
is.
That's
going to be the problem now. I'm going to tell you straight up. That's going to be this is why I love these programs. Because I want y'all to go look up what this, because when we tell people that, okay, who are you going to take it to if you don't take it to somebody to say, this is what we're going to do, without having
you
against their law?
You're taking it to the people that listening to your program who have agreed that we've got to do something for ourselves and come together and stand on those laws that we know to be good for people.
That's your own personal. Hold on. I'm going to get everybody on the same page with that. Because I'm not saying y'all taking into account your own personal belief about the law. I'm saying as a group, a collective group, and y'all saying that we want to stop immigration. Either we go there personally to go stop it, or we're going to have to go through some type of legality. Do everybody see where I'm coming from with this? I mean, like, it takes a legality for us to say, okay, we ain't going to stand for this. Even if we say it's the laws of God, we still got to say whatever law of God that we're going is breaks this, and boom, boom, boom. Now, if it breaks this, then we got to have a retaliatory action toward that who's the breaker of the law. And so it's going to either be two or one things, legality or bloodshed. Y'all be the choice. Let's give me some more callers. 50-50445, because hey, you know what? I know history quite well. There's no other way, y'all. There's no other way. It's either bloodshed or the court. 50-45. You are the heroes. This is lovely. I love it. That's the reality talk that we got to have. 50-45.
Hey,
what's up, my brother? Hey, good love, man. Appreciate you calling. Traveling man. Traveling man here. Traveling man is all good. Traveling man.
Yeah, but I just think that the Senate itself will have to be from a unified perspective when it comes against any type of anti-immigration law. But I think that should be put on the latter phase of the process. But I think there should be some type of uniformity in the call in terms of how it's impacting, especially the particular sector of being Black America. You have a real strong contingent right now because there's a Latin contingent that has already immersed itself, and you know they're not friendly. I think that needs to be discriminated clearly amongst Black Americans. Because these people, once they get in position, they will exert their power and force, and they've never been really friendly towards the black American per se. So if it's going to be a serious effort, you got to make sure everybody's on the same page, man. You really can't have fence jumpers. You really can't have co-collaborators. Yes, I'm for immigrants. Stay out of Black immigrants, especially staying out of the debate and the argument, because it's founded, it's just, and it's long overdue. I just think that the concentration should be right now is getting that your side or the Black American side on one real accord. The interfighting and the interdivision got to really cease, because people are moving forward, man, and on the losing end of the stick, man, you really see where Black America is heavily affected, especially with the immigration policies. And again, that dynamic of voting Democrat to me has always been an unused leverage that Black America should have been using. But then you failed by the Black Caucus. Definitely Black leadership has failed. So that there should be a checking going on with them, unfortunately, because they've sold the race particularly, and that particular segment to the party line, you know. And that is where I tend to agree with the scolding, but I think the scolding should not be just for those voting Democrat, but really for the ignorance in the process of understanding how the parties are moving and disrespecting the Black vote. So I just think that
there's definitely a disrespect
to the Black. Yeah, so many things fighting right now, because you got those on your aboriginal.
And that's in all communities.
You have those on your, you know. And at that point, that's a further divide. That aids the enemy more than it aids the process of the agenda.
And let me say this to everybody listening out there. He said something that's very – I'm just going to give you the demographics here. Now, when I say Black, here, I'm including everybody from the islands to Black America that's born right here in Florida or whatever, or came from right here in America. Now, that Black population, the Jamaicans, the Haitians, I can't say the Black Cuban, but the different demographics of Black people vote Democratic here in Florida. That's the Black America, the Haitians, the Jamaicans, are Democrats percentage-wise. Don't ask me why. I think we all know. We will find only the Republican outside of the normal white people that y'all know is becoming progressively Hispanic in nature, and very progressive and with the politic game. Now they know about, they show up. They'll show up at a restaurant in Groves, around one restaurant, and make a statement. But they leaders know, they leaders know one thing. They gonna whoop your ass if you get them. They're going to let you go down by the wayside. Now, either they boost you up, if you keep them happy, they'll boost you back in. But we seem to have this phase of watching these people from all these levels of what we say is the black community. They come in. We got different people there from other communities. They come in. They don't do nothing either. We got all kinds of diversity. Won't do nothing because it's got to be a bigger picture that they worshiping. We after 12 o'clock, though. We got to get deeper now. It's got to be something, a good and evil, like Bray said, got a God and evil concept, because what would take a normal person, Maristine Bastien, one of the Haitian politicians, she's been in politics for a long time here. She was an activist, she got in politics, Democrat. We're going to have to drop it. We got all kinds, Carrie Meeks, all. Now, here's the thing. They promised the black community treasures of stuff. Ray was there around that time, everybody. Ray was around when they was Carrie Meeks and all them was promising they was getting. What happened to them? Somehow they get indicted with some crooked people, and they got to get out of power right away. And they get honorary degrees and honorary stuff before they can be told that they got to leave. And this is what's happening. And who replaces them? Other people who see America as a pillar of light. Now, I want y'all to listen to this. We talk about the real, the Caribbean, the Trinidad, all up in Aruba. They love this place. Now, what you think they're going to do to the people, y'all? Just listen carefully. Who always been told to hate America. Think about it. The people they've been told to hate America the most, hate America, but can't stand America, blah, blah, hate the white. They're the ones that got our neighborhoods all gone now. Our neighborhood in South Florida, I'll let you speak. In South Florida, predominantly black neighborhood cussed when I got there. And I used to warn people, I said, man, I don't think it's a good idea. You know everybody, almost 50-50 now. Almost 50-50. Now, give me anybody out there listening. How are we supposed to stop that? Just give me some idea how that could be stopped.
Maurice Bishop came here to listen to speak to us about that very issue before they attacked him and killed him and took his country.
So think about it.
So that's how we're gonna do it. Lyndon Penley came to say the same thing to us. He said it right down at the Omni Hotel. He said we have the same problem with the same people. We gotta come together. That's what the Prime Minister of the Bahamas said to us.
And you see what happened. You see what happened.
Miami.
Yeah. A lot of people came. Now, a lot of people came here. We used to have a whole bunch of African people there, but the African people now that come here to Florida, very entrepreneurial, very educated, no lie, and they love to keep wealth within their family, which is common sense. And so I see those prospects, but when y'all say that. That we you helped the Congolese people with Dr. Ngimi and them, and think about it. We went to that event that you had down there, and when we used to go to all the events in Liberty City, they don't even exist no more. Everybody, the events Ray used to have, and the events I used to go to, they don't exist anymore. That's a fact.
Because we stopped, brother. We stopped. They took everything. You know what they did to me.
No, I got to give people a real perspective because I can't go. I can't have you. I want my program and everybody listening. We give you the facts, good and bad. Ain't going to be all we're going to sugarcoat all day long. No, we're going to give you the facts so you get a balance of what you're dealing with to get into a new real. He's absolutely right. The attacks was absolutely, and I'm going to go there further. It's not just here. I go to any city. My own hometown city, the same thing. How is that, everybody? Come on. I can go to any city. I'll guarantee you, from Atlanta to Texas, California, when we dig up the history of those places and start to really look at them deeply, we'll see that our people did a hell of a switch. And somehow they believed in this party stuff which they still do. And the concept is, what do you get for your bank? And we don't have a bank because we don't give everything to a party. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's a secrecy going on. See, if you ever look at the Civil War, we don't have people come on with different perspectives. They give a handshake. After that war, the North and South soldiers got together. That's how it's all changed up. They said the blacks going to be so powerful, we got to subdue them. Same story as the Bible. Same story as the Bible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same story. They had to come and subdue us because at the time of anybody would be rightly thinking and have some real teachers teach us, you would have known that only way you could build a civilization, you got to have a high-level craftsmanship population, everybody. And for order for us to say we built this and we built that, should be enough to say, well, if we can build that, and we built this, and we built that. And it's factual that we built these some of the greatest, wine cellars over here, they had different craftsmen. But like Chief Warhorse said, we're going to do a mother thing. See, one thing we know, there's different looks of women, baby. There's different looks of women. And y'all can't say everybody in America was one lump union because they weren't. They were actually different nations of people hunting, trading, and doing everything today that we do now, just at another level. Now, let's go with the premise, how crazy this is that we are following. Y'all know weapons got to be the number one thing they want. Because a black population with weapons, which I keep saying, I don't know why we don't think this way. If you telling me that they gave over 200,000 black people weapons during the Civil War, you think that war was really about slavery? Think about that one for a minute.
Hey, drive on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we know that they're getting ready to launch this Fed coin in July, right?
July.
They're trying to do with all this
July
weapon and safety and gun safety, and they're trying to get you primed up right now. Because
right.
Once that Fed coin launches, or once digital currencies is the legal tender of the world, they're going to be able to control purchases. They're going to be able to control your purchases. A lot of credit card companies right now are doing it. They won't allow you to buy any type of guns or ammo on your Visa, on your Discover or whatever, American Express. So they are already implementing this stuff. They're kind of just trying to get us warmed up right now with all these gun laws, and they're trying to take your ammo.
Government of credit cards, they went back on that. Bro, they went back on that about a month or two ago because the people start complaining. If the people start raising hell, we can shut all this shit down.
Right.
But you
now
got so many people that just sleep right now, you know?
But that's what Ray said. Now, Ray, I'm telling you, y'all going to be right there to this rainbow. Because don't cause a problem. We're going to get mad. Everybody going to get mad when you say, I can't get this.
And Bones, on the chaos route, the dummies that are going around destroying these in San Francisco and looting in Chicago and these various different blue cities, they are destroying the economics. But see, the companies really don't mind the chaos.
Looting.
The looting in a good way, because they're gonna write it off anyway. Because they go into digital anyway, and then they still gonna, make more money. And you can't, ain't no exchange, whatever. You get what you get. Everything is gonna be digitalized, and so the chaos, all this is just falling in place.
They want chaos. I'm going to tell you why I say that, because it falls right into place to what they order out of chaos. Just the reverse. You got to have chaos to have order, so they got to keep chaos. So if they doing this with the black neighborhoods now, this happens a lot. They blow up the black neighborhoods in Milwaukee, and what happened to everybody? They won't rebuild. The property value goes down. Now, here's what black investment is.
Yeah, you got to go get grandma drugs. You can't even get it right. You can't even run to the Walmart because it's looting. You got to go digital, and it's going to take 3-4 weeks.
But black people need to invest. If they're going to say we're going to do something like this, say, for instance, if these black millionaires and some of the billionaires that we got there that got the entrepreneurial access to get these, that's how you can create more jobs for the young people, if you bring and create these so-called new ventures. If they don't do that, and the banks don't do that, they're going to sell those land for the penny of the dollar. They're going to put new developers in there. Everything going to be closely knit together. You're going to be confined. Before you know it, you're in a confined living area that you live here, your shop right below your building, your groceries right there. This is a new real estate that's coming out now.
Yeah, what they call it, a 5-10 minute city or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
And they got all the rails. They got all the condos or the high rises tied into the rail system, and that's gonna be your main trend because they know they're getting ready to ban. They're getting ready to ban gasoline engines by 2025. So when they ban the gasoline engines and they got all these electrical cars
that could just turn off by
the electrical switch and control the grid.
That's gonna be a fight because it's pretty obviously that's the motivation. Now I tell people all the time, but Brother Ray and all y'all said earlier, you see it's gonna happen. I'm gonna tell you it's gonna happen with the people who got gas stoves. They're gonna get mad. They're gonna realize now that Hoko and them lied to them about the shooting up there in Buffalo, about she was gonna help the families and so forth like that. She came to the community. They gave all the Democrat warmth and spiel, gave it all to her. I tell black folks I ain't got to say Republicans because ain't no Republicans coming to the blacks. They shunned out from y'all. Y'all just shunned them out. So you go to the Democrats there, look what happened. She died. Not one thing. So the community gets devastated again mentally, which calls for the defeatist mentality. But let's be honest. We can't be defeatists on everything because some things are our own issue. We believe them. We give them the belief system. Oh, yeah, we believe you. Shouldn't be none of that. If you tell me that y'all believe in this, which not you on this line, not you on the line, those listening, who y'all know people believe in this, the proof will be in the pudding very shortly when they do the digital currency. You're going to be family members.
But it's already happening. Yeah. Just like with them shots. That track star that died, the sister that died just a couple days ago.
That's right.
That's not over. COVID is not over. Them people who took them shots, they dropped Jamie Foxx. They dropped them like flies. This shit is not over.
No, it's not over. And let's be honest, the lawsuit that I just said earlier, not the news, I'd like to get with the Australians to find out how did y'all come up together to bring that lawsuit.
They're trying to get with you, brother. They're trying to get with you because they know that we are the ones. They are trying to get with us, but we're letting the desperation keep us from coming together.
Well, when they talk to the news.
To the Klan, they know the truth. They will come if we offer and if we reach out. But if they ain't coming
to
a disorganized, squabbling bunch of people who can't come together,
they're
not going to come. I understand that. So what I'm saying to you is that
I think we're going to be with the people like that, like the Rude Boys, the Proud Boys, all the groups that people say are shutting them.
They coming together.
They coming together. Now, hold on. Again, I keep telling people. A lot of people have heard
they get on code with one another.
Right. And that's in every organization. We shouldn't be that. We just only can't be with around other people. I'm allowing people who are like-minded in a lot of ways. If they're Hispanic, hey. They're black, hey. Mm. Chinese, hey.
They on code down here in Memphis with them guns. That's the black and white people.
Right.
I've got to say something before I leave. I have a drum call that starts at 3 p.m. every Sunday. Wherever you are, you pick up a drum. If you don't have one, pick up a box, a can, or whatever, and you drum and make a joyful noise to the Creator. And in your own way, your own language, your own religion, whatever that is, you pray. You pray for justice because we can have no peace without justice. So we pray for justice and that our people will come together and organize to address these issues. No matter what they do, there's nothing that they can do that will stop us. The only thing that can stop us is us. We're the only ones that can stop us. Forget them. You know, we know who they are. Let's take a stand right now. And if you want to support this effort, please, if it's okay.
That's what they're doing, Bro Ray. Our own people are fighting this unification. They will fight you tooth and nail if you make them uncomfortable
If they're fighting this, they're
not
our
people. So what do we do in that case? What do we do in that case, Brother Ray? What do we do?
Those who have ears to hear, if you're hearing what we're saying, come on over here. Put your shoulder to this wheel. We're going to make the difference. We are the difference.
I agree it's
going
to be a remnant. A remnant of people.
I
agree.
It ain't about no color. It ain't about no color because your brother can be black as whole and still put a dagger through your heart. We know that. Okay, so, and it's happened in our faces. So we understand that. So we've got to move in this way, and we've got to move now. If you want to support, I hope you would allow me to give our Cash App to, because we need help. We need help.
Good.
Yeah, it's Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Fontroy, F like Frank, A, U, N like Nancy, D like Thomas, R-O-Y, 786-389-3274. That's 786. We have and brothers around the country who are running for office. They need help. They need help. They need understanding. I want to invite some of them, if you will, to your program, because you need to hear what these people are saying. They're saying the same things we are saying, and we're organizing.
Well, bring them on, because I know Tennessee waiting on Judge Joe Brown. I don't know what's going to happen there, but bring anybody on that's talking the same language right now for me, because Florida, we definitely need it. Big time. So, Brother Ray, keep me in touch.
We got a powerful woman out there in Los Angeles, and that girl is powerful. I'm going to invite her to you. I'm going to get you talk with her first and get her on your show so y'all can hear some strong black women who understand who we are and what we have to do. Ain't about no Democrats and ain't about no Republicans. They have never helped us. They both have put their foot on our neck. It's all about their money.
Get out the party. They need to jump out of the party. That'll be a catastrophic collapse of unbelievable proportions just by you erasing your name off of a party. Put it independent, whatever. Put something that ain't and get it to you. Get the group name. I got to take another call.
The group that we started is called the People's Grassroots Assembly. The People's Grassroots Assembly. We will not be a corporation incorporated into these American corporations. We ain't that. We are independent organization. We will become the balance of power when people hear what we have to do and do it.
All right.
Thank you so much, Jabones. I appreciate you, brother.
Much love to you always, man. Enjoy the rest of that day. We'll be having more to talk about as we go on. But let's just do this one thing. We'll be right back with y'all. I tell y'all, hey, everybody, got to love what you do in life to keep it going and make sure that nobody deter you, telling you, hey, yeah, we can. And if it don't happen this lifetime, it should happen at least in your children's. Let's make that one a reality. But let's do what we do. Thank you, man. We talk with you as we always do later on. But let me just get this out there. Every Wednesday and many days on Antoinette has her program with Brother Eddie, sometimes Brother Ray, Brother Kwame out there. He's jumping all over the place, hitting him up as well, love him out of the show as well. But we're going to have this talk because there is a crazy divide, everybody. Something that we can divide or make it close. It's all on us, really. Because family is the closest entities that you have in all your endeavors, regardless if you don't, whoever, family could be your job, people, anything that's around you on a regular basis. And do y'all see that there is different mindsets out there within the family? Some things should be embraced. Well, how do y'all feel about what's happening? Y'all said some keywords today. You said transgender are now becoming the keyword in immigration. Think about that one. In immigration. Now, this is why I say you got to know the past, present, and future to know where you're going.
New videos every day. This is the first video in a series about propaganda and mind control. This is a subject which for the most part is wildly misunderstood. In fact, we are bombarded by propaganda constantly. If you turn on your TV, you will be exposed to propaganda. If you read the newspaper, you will be exposed to propaganda. Pay attention to the billboards on the highway. They expose you to propaganda. Your boss at work exposes you to propaganda. If you watch YouTube videos, they expose you to propaganda. If you talk to someone about religion, politics, economics, or even philosophy, you're exposed to propaganda. People are exposed to propaganda constantly, and often they're not even aware of it. Sometimes that's a bad thing. And believe it or not, sometimes that's a good thing. But what we want to do in this video series is make you aware of what propaganda is, how it is used, and then give you the ability to be able to recognize it and then decide for yourself whether or not you want to allow it to influence you or not. Propaganda comes from the word propagate. Propagate means to multiply and spread. So if you have two rabbits and they propagate, then you have rabbits everywhere. Or Buddhism started in India, then propagated across the entirety of Asia. Or McDonald's started as one restaurant, then propagated across the entire world. So when we're talking about propaganda, we're talking about the propagation of ideas. So ideas multiplying and spreading out. The word propaganda was first used by the Catholic Church. In 1718, Pope Gregory XV formed Congregatio di Propagandae Fide, which means the Congregation for Spreading the Faith. This was the part of the Catholic Church responsible for spreading Catholicism across the world. So they would send out missionaries across the world to spread Catholic views and ideas. Nowadays, when people hear the word propaganda, they automatically think it's a bad thing or that it's lies. But the word originally wasn't thought of as being bad or negative. In fact, it was common prior to World War II for countries to have departments of propaganda in their governments. Nowadays, these departments still exist, but they're now called departments of information or departments of public relations. In some countries, the word propaganda is still not thought of negatively. In Portuguese and some Spanish-speaking countries, the word propaganda usually refers to the most common form of persuasive media, advertising. So if you see a commercial on TV for Coca-Cola, they would call the commercial propaganda. So the purpose of propaganda is to persuade or influence people. So in that respect, we could call propaganda a type of mind control. But this type of mind control exists at a conscious level. It doesn't appeal to the unconscious mind. It's at a cognitive or conscious level. So I'm going to give you some definitions of propaganda from some dictionaries. And then we're going to simplify it and give you the...
Now, I'll just play that because did you hear the Catholic Church? If y'all look that word up and look up that propaganda thing, let me tell you, it'll open up the Pandora's box of unbelievable information about how this propaganda was supposed to be propagated. And let me tell you, it is ingenious, to say the least. The whole world, I want y'all to know this, the whole world has this propaganda machine going. Right now, everybody can say what we said, me, between all of us on this conversation, could say that we gave you propaganda. Every one of them could say that.
Mm.
Everything we just said today, they could say we just gave you propaganda. Because we hope, like Brother Ray said, we hope this will go and spread. So it has to be coming from a connotation of two ways, either mentally, spiritually, physically, sexually, whatever you want to make it. It's propaganda. Now, this is how deep this gets. Now, you take a baby or young people, you know you propagand them from the very beginning because whatever your parents give them is the precept of what they're going to get in life. So your parents are your first propagandists. They're the first. There is no other. After that, you get more and more. So by the time our people get to a certain level, they no longer are the same people. They learn. The army is propaganda. Everything is even the Black Conscious Movement is propaganda. Everything we've been taught is propaganda. So
you mentioned Vice earlier, and look who took it. Look who took it over.
Yeah,
George Soros.
Yeah, more propaganda.
CNN, Fox News.
When you're talking about propaganda, you are always and only talking about spreading ideas. Now, those ideas could be anything from coffee is good for you because it has antioxidants in it, or communism is the best political slash economic system of government, or George Bush is an asshole, or Jesus Christ died for our sins. But we're talking about propaganda as the spreading of beliefs, because if people don't believe...
Okay, I take that off. Couldn't find it. Now, she came back at the right time. It's the spreading of belief.
George Bush is an asshole.
George Bush is an asshole. Now, to think about it now, we say all kind of stuff. There's no more television than that. I can watch any show on Fox. It's propaganda. Absolutely. From Tucker Carlson. Did y'all know Tucker Carlson, didn't do nothing, but he's with a powerful fact. His father married Swanson TV dinner mogul. He's part of the Swanson TV dinner family. You really think he's, really upset? You really think that everybody, come on. It's a lot of stuff that goes on that's propaganda. And it said that if you listen to the rest of this, it'll tell you the ways not to believe propaganda. Because, you have to have two ways of looking at it. I learned propaganda. The Bible's propaganda. Anybody who teaches the Bible in church is a propaganda. How come all of them can't be on the same page if it was the same thing? So somebody's coming up to propagate what they want you to believe in it. Pretty much, right? Let's be honest with the words. So this is what the government at a high level can't be. They can't be human, y'all. Well, I say this now, because y'all been sending me stuff. I said, they want to go back into that realm, because I'll be looking it up. I look it up anyway, because the ancient history thing I'm going to again. I just think there's something out there. If it ain't out there, it's underneath. Now, is it underneath, y'all? We have to 12. Is it underneath? Because why are they? Seem to be on hell bent on everybody getting this DNA vaccination to the point where they are talking about just cutting off everything. You don't know no existence at all. Now it's gonna create another class of people. I didn't say when we wasn't gonna come together, but we might not be coming together on in the higher level.
That goes back to Guardians of the Galaxy again. Watch that movie, Transhumanism.
Oh, yeah. Correct, and I'm seeing it every day, that even with the Hulk, everything we learned, that anything that happened to a superhero changes his DNA composition. Really, if you think about it, now,
right?
Now I say this because politics is a key thing to me, y'all. I mean, I know, because it's like a tick; it propagates itself. That's another reason. It keeps it going. It doesn't stop, and it goes into your children, even if you don't believe it. You could be the course that makes your children believe in it or not, to the point where they just get so psychotic by it, they despise you for teaching them. It can easily work good or bad with it, because you are
right.
Definitely
not teaching them.
Not teaching could be even worse. Could be even worse effects of them not even knowing that they're under a spell of politics or propagandists. It's a spell, because anytime somebody can lead you into a fiery building, talking about God is in there, we got to go through that, what a propaganda that is. Think about it.
I mean, even with look at the hip-hop and the rap music, Public Enemy said what they say, fight the power, NWA, fuck the police.
Yeah.
And you keep hearing that over and over and over again.
In your head, fuck the police, fight the power, and you keep fighting the power, and yet at the end of the day, they friends with the people that they telling you they fighting. How you fight the power? You with Rick Rubin and them. You with that?
Yeah.
I mean, what power are you fighting?
And inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
A lot of people.
So,
Right.
So this is my point. And you happen to go to the Hall of Fame too. It's a highlight. I mean, think about it. So think about what we'd be saying to each other. See how much propaganda we'd be pulling. That's why I play this. Because the propaganda is reading. How many people on their phones reading this shit, then visually, and you're seeing them all the time doing things that you don't see nobody on a regular basis doing. Nobody riding to the hood, throwing cash in the air with a video with three hoochies in the house, asses all in the air, he trying to drive, he got a titty in his mouth. That's not happening. on the streets.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, I mean, they make you believe this stuff. Now, I'm not going to pick on rap music. I'm just going to just take beyond. Rap music is controlled.
Right, that's just an example.
They controlled, obviously. Nothing wrong with that. Some of the people, man, I think we hype each other up so crazy that, you know, you make it where, oh, these people are mystical people. And that's done on purpose through Hollywood. But here's the real.
But that's propaganda. That goes back to propaganda again.
Yeah, but here's real propaganda right here. Now, there's a difference between propaganda and factually mitigating ideology. Like, I can say something propaganda and be a total lie. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can say, man, I did this, that, this. Man, I had all these, but I was doing this, man. I had about the club chicken about. Ain't nobody seen me. We got somebody on Facebook, I can't say no name, who put all this shit in his high school that I know he didn't do. I know I got mine, say football, 2 and 3. I know it, and we were just cracking
but
up.
But it's the same thing with YouTube, and then that's the problem with the, and all, a lot of the young people follow that shit. And it's something might not even be real.
It ain't real. But this is how you know something real. If I could play this right now,
mm-hmm.
and you telling me you ain't see it, and you don't get chills from the effects that, hey, this is happening, that's a difference. That's an ideology. Way more different.
On the 26th of June 1945, representatives from 51 countries gathered in San Francisco to sign the United Nations Charter. The intention was to prevent a repeat of the two world wars that had killed an estimated 100 million people. Today, 193 countries have signed the charter and regularly meet at the headquarters in Manhattan to discuss matters of international importance. However, this organization, intended to safeguard our freedoms and rights as laid out in the charter, is by its very nature undemocratic. Which begs the question, what does the United Nations do, and can it, even unintentionally, harm us? One of the main aims of the United Nations is to broker peace in war zones and prevent genocide. To facilitate this, a multinational armed force was created in 1948 to act as peacekeepers in areas of conflict, such as the Middle East and Rwanda. As of March 2016, this army has 104,773 uniformed troops around the world, a larger force than either Canada or Australia can muster. The man in charge of this sizable force is the Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations, Hervé Ladsou. A French-Korea diplomat, Ladsou was appointed by UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon. This means that a well-equipped armed force larger than many nations' militaries is under the direct control of an unelected official. Exactly where the force is deployed is decided by the UN Security Council. The council consists of 10 non-permanent members elected every 2 years, as well as 5 permanent members, the US, the UK, France, China, and Russia. Over 60 UN member states have never been members of the Security Council. This means 5 nations hold arbitrary influence over where peacekeepers are deployed, who the next Secretary General will be, and the legality of international military actions. The main problem with a multinational neutral peacekeeping force that intervenes in foreign affairs is that often it is not wanted by either side of a conflict. This may be why, according to an internal UN report, peacekeepers only intervened in 20% of cases to protect civilians from harm. In addition to this perceived failure in their...
Now, put y'all in perspective while I play that, where they at in Ukraine? Where they at?
Mm.
And you just heard that the UN, they want more weapons. We are sent over... billions of dollars, over hundreds of billions of dollars now for a war that the UN is, every day. I hope y'all realize this, what's going on. You see the amount of destruction? That should be almost 100,000 people dead. If you bombed a whole town and all that they've been showing us, and yet you putting on TV they winning a war. Somebody, y'all talk to me right there. Is that propaganda? Because I don't see how that this makes sense. If they say they're supposed to stop wars, They don't even have jurisdiction over the areas. Who is their rulers?
Hey, drop on. Hey, I went to a live Kiev camera, online camera, a live one.
Right.
Man, them people toasting it up, man. Five stars, man. Restaurants. They got them bustling downtown. I mean, it looked like downtown Manhattan, man. It's business as usual, man. Everything you're seeing on TV, that may be around those power plants and what have you. But other than that, man, it's business as usual over there. Yeah, them people getting rich off our tax billion dollars.
Now that's why we said this, because we see some of the things people send, and I'd be like, okay, they ain't going to believe this, so we're going to put it together. But I find the stuff that I already be having. This is just to make sense out of what we getting. How's that work, everybody? Listen up. And also, that's a movie. That's the metaverse, where the United States was part of the damn metaverse. And Britain, and I was like, Captain America, and all the Britain. I said, wait a minute. Then I remember this. I said, wow. They sent a secret force. They done told you the movie with Scepter and all them. They was this underground a military. And G.I. Joe, he had to fight this other secret order of Black Rock and all. Now, look, y'all. Y'all been knowing about these militia groups. So now we can talk. What they have in store for America is paying their debt to the cartel families out there. That's what they're doing. Cartel debt. Straight up. Straight up cartel debt. And so I don't know who's what this, that, this, but just look at the big picture. If they got a secret force out there doing all this stuff, that's why they could make America look like it's under siege with a purge, when it's not, really. See, they could all they got to do is just take an area. You don't know if it's a movie set or not. You don't know.
Bone.
That's how crazy.
And on top of that, the current UN Secretary General, he's from Portugal. And the mass flow that's really coming is Spain. And the mass flow that's coming through that border, or that has come through the border. And I'm just waiting to see when it goes down before this thing expires on the 11th. Man, it's a mass exodus, and we're obliterated, and everybody's going to be on one accord, man. Definitely.
Yeah, now, definitely on one accord. By them showing that, now I've seen that too. By them doing that with the them coming over here with the NATO and all these people coming over here, we got all these Ukrainians coming. Okay, now they housing them.
Illinois got Ukrainian governor. They're already here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They housing them. Exactly. Now, here's the thing I'm seeing that's just strange. I don't think China wants to destroy America if they got so much that's owed to them. I think they transferring the wealth to the Chinese. That type of old China goes. They just going to kill off as many as they can for them, but they going to clean up when they do that, because they want to look respectable in this takeover. That they part of it as well, because think about it. They want to bring the Silk Road here, y'all say. I read that thing.
Yeah.
They want the United States to be part of all these initiatives, which they already is signed. That's the part we don't get, y'all. These so-called people signed these initiatives already to do these things.
They already did.
They already signed.
We are the last. We, like the brothers said, and like we all have said, and what you said. We're the last bastion with weapons in our hands. They don't even have weapons over there in the East.
They don't have no weapons.
We're the last of the Mohicans, y'all. But they're handing everything off to China, because China has the only they've dumbed down this whole population. Our kids can't, 0 to 23 schools out in maybe each state or more. They can't read, they can't math, computate. They've taken us out.
We saw
the dumbed down plan when Bush came into office. They took out cursive. They said, oh, you only could print, that's your signature. I'm like, what kind of buffoonery is this?
The
and so
the
they have been
dumbing, yeah, they have been dumbing us down for the longest, our kids. The ones who are going to be able to try to fight, they've been dumbing them down. But we've seen the transformation, but we've been turning our economy over to the Chinese with the AI and all that, because they have all their kids are technology sound. They're going to be the ones behind all the computers and everything, and they could handle the infrastructure, especially if they take over Taiwan. And look, Taiwan is right off the coast of China.
Yep.
Japan, right, and we here. Saw when they handed, and we saw the Silk Road, and really in effect when they said, "Give us Hong Kong, give us all of Asia." That's us. So we saw the dragon, but we turned ourselves over to the dragon a long time ago, and I've been saying it since Nixon went to China. Into the dragon. We've been into the dragon. So with all this computer chip, we entered the dragon, and we burnt Chris.
Now, I got to do this because I know time it may go off, but just because we did just a four-corner news report, I try to keep everything into some type of where they people can get something out of this, even if they want to hear our rhetoric in between. You could go to this gun control, y'all. This is the last vest. If you listen to any of our black leaders who had to be truthful, they had protection. All of them have protection. Don't fool yourself. And you got to ask yourself, if we the only people with guns and got a citizenry that's able to still buy weapons and it's good people, here
but
is the
that's
reason.
Even going to be the split. Is it now? Is it more in the southern states or in the northern states? Because at some point, they're going to keep trying to it's
they're
almost like they're trying to poke the bear.
Right.
Because
they're
you know the southern states are going to have that shit with them guns. They're
right.
not.
They're not. And even I'm in the southern state. They want them. And in the northern states, they made it harder to get the gun and so forth. But here it is, in perspective, so everybody can take it back. If you have to let somebody young hear this without everything, this is why we made it the news. This is how it works. Gun control got a history behind it. How about that?
Genesis Gun Control was designed to keep guns out of the hands of black people. The last thing that they want to do is to prop up a message that demonstrates to the very people that they rely on to gain their power is the idea that we utilize the very thing they're trying to ban to gain our freedom or to protect our families back during a time period where we needed them the most.
I think Negroes should, in areas where the police, whether it be federal, state, or city, have proven their inability or their unwillingness to defend Negroes, the lives and the property of Negroes, then it's only intelligent and it's only right that Negroes protect themselves. And I have encouraged them to buy a rifle and a shotgun, which according to the Constitution is legal.
Little word association. Gun control. What comes to mind? School shootings? Assault weapon ban? Background checks? The word racism probably doesn't.
Following the rise of slave rebellion, there was paranoia in the part of white settlers that there could be a violent rebellion. As a result of this growing fear, series of laws passed restricting slaves from owning guns. These laws were known as slave codes.
I can run down a laundry list of freedom fighters that used guns to literally kill slave masters or to kill KKK members. But because it's so removed from our history, a lot of people just don't know about it anymore.
After emancipation, several southern states adopted black codes, which barred freed slaves from having guns on the basis that blacks were not citizens and therefore could not bear arms.
Gun control was started in Virginia to make sure that melanated beings did not have the means to protect themselves. That's what happened. It's not like me making it up. That's like stats. That's like history. During the Great Migration after, you know, the Civil War, where lots of melanated people looking for different opportunities and work, they galvanized, and even after that, to, you know, in the industrial age, to urban centers like Detroit, like Atlanta, like Philadelphia. There's big pockets of melanated beings in these bigger cities. And that's where the gun control, the racist gun control, followed.
As civil rights and desegregation was underway, the Ku Klux Klan gained traction with an agenda to intimidate the blacks and regain control of the South.
In a few short months, 5 murders, 13 alleged members of the Ku Klux Klan said to be involved in the killings.
When such an order as this moves in and takes over the police power, you are completely at their mercy.
The Klan used to ride through small towns of Jonesboro, and it was only when the folks in those towns shot at the Klan that those night raids stopped. A lot of blacks in the South saw that one way of pushing back against racism is to be armed.
Civil rights movement was backed by arms because they understood the need for it, because in such a small setting, especially when you restrict it, you understand the need for systems of checks and balances and to check somebody that's trying to stop your growth.
So the last thing that they want to do is to prop up a message that demonstrates to the very people that they rely on to gain their power is the idea that we utilize the very thing they're trying to ban to gain our freedom or to protect our families back during a time period where we needed them the most.
Post-civil rights era, Democratic-led cities enacted targeted gun control policies in black communities. As early as 2010, it took a black man, Otis McDonald, suing the city of Chicago to overturn its 28-year-old handgun ban.
Gun owners and activists are celebrating a historic victory in the right to keep and bear arms. A 5-4 decision of the Supreme Court, which overturned a Chicago handgun ban and extended Second Amendment rights to all 50 states and all the cities and towns in them.
Law-abiding citizens like myself is being victimized by saying that you can't have a handgun in your own home. Why? Tell me what I can't have in my own home. I'm not out here robbing nobody.
When blanket gun bans are enforced, law-abiding citizens are left defenseless to criminals. One of the most defenseless groups in the community are single mothers.
Shooters shoot who they want to shoot. That's what they do. They shot two mothers on a site where mothers come every day to feel safe.
Firearms defend the things that you value and love. And if tyrants, whether they are tyrants in your neighborhood or tyrants in the law enforcement community or tyrants in political spaces that don't want to respect your right to exist, you have every fucking right to defend life. I am going to make it home to my family, period.
Now, you heard that.
They talking about the castle law. I put that, man, we were talking, what were you talking about in the link yesterday? Now, with that being said, he's talking about the right to defend yourself in your own home. But outside of the scope of that, you have to, in Illinois, I'm talking about Illinois, you got to have a concealed carry license.
Yeah. Right. Now, that's where the picture is going to become.
It's different.
Every city's different. They try the battle here in Florida, people trying to say, oh, it's the DeSantis bill. No, no. Other states already got a carry law. You don't have to have all that paperwork. And let me tell you why I say that. Because the paperwork gives them the power to know who and seize first by the amount of guns you have. So if they know you have all these guns, of course, they're going to be, and you could be a good Biden citizen and just like guns and like to do this, and you could be even target first. So the whole thing was about when Obama put it back in to do it again, he made everybody have to be mentally tested. Now, the question was, if you didn't have any mental problem, you were able to get the gun. Now, that was what the Sports Authority and all them was doing when they were selling weapons. Now, they can't sell weapons off like they were. Some of them can't, but they still got weapons in some of the rifle stores. Let me ask y'all a question now. If this is the case, you just heard say earlier, I looked at the part earlier from back in the day. There were people who defended themselves against the Ku Klux Klan. Where's that movie? I'm talking about very successful. They were scared to even deal with them. All through South Carolina, they don't tell you these stories. You're getting the only story you're getting is
right,
the one
Deacons
of shooting.
Defense.
Yeah. The only one you're getting is one story. Blah, blah, blah. It was a whole bunch of militia groups that were black across the country. A whole bunch. And so to hear one story by our favorite black conscious community leaders, one story only is we either get shot at. They don't even say Rosewood. They make you think it was only two Rosewood, one Rosewood and one Oklahoma thing. It was a whole bunch of cities like them, Rosewoods all over the country. And good story where they fought back and won. But you ain't going to get the story because the civil rights narrative got to have you as the victim in everything in order to keep that money game going that they created, which is, hey, that's their propaganda thing. So the police, according to what we see, California was supposed to be able to stop the police. The black gangs were created primarily to protect the neighborhoods. According to their own documentary that they got all over the place about the Crips and them, they was supposed to be good at first, supposedly. Now, if that's the case, then you say, well, what happened? They was supposed to take, protect the community from the police and black. Now, once the police, in my opinion, if you could get the one with some money and give some ones, I thought you'd be saying, oh, the drug money, well, how these drugs get in the neighborhood? Well, they pick one who got the most propensity to do what they consider their COINTELPRO. You put them and give them guns and drugs and say, hey, you don't have to pay us back this time. Probably people are going to see that as a come up. Boom, next you up, but you can't tell them how you came up. And those who tell the story got to go, that's how it's going to work, because you got to make it, how does this get entrenched where you come into being a protector, and next thing you know, you against the community, the number one drug dealer. I mean, I don't know how people cannot say there's not a complicity in all facets, because the police got to know everybody doing something. With all the information they got today, that they can find you at any time. Just like they found the so-called...
But that's
right.
Just like with Ja Morant. Y'all might not know all the shit him and his parents got into down here, but guess
right.
Who's protecting? The police. He should have been locked up for other shit.
Check that out. Because he's a moneymaker. He a moneymaker. See, if you making money for a certain group, but you see the NBA couldn't have that. They can't have that gangster... So they was definitely going to be taken out, which they probably would have won if it wasn't for some bullshit they was doing with penalty calls and all that bullshit. But nonetheless, they just go to show
mm-hmm.
you how that money game worked. But again, I mean, who's to say how big his family is outside of that? We starting to find out more and more about it. Don't y'all realize a lot of these black communities got their own black police force? I look this up just
yeah.
to make sure that we don't be just saying, oh, we got to first come out that civil rights era where everybody white was pretty much in control of a black neighborhood. We in a new era where we are seeing a total transformation of those neighborhoods now ran by blacks, as far as in the big predominantly black meccas. So how you going to say it's racism?
Don't you can't, right, because you can't scream racism. Chicago's going on a second black mayor. So what's an excuse?
What's the excuse? It can't be one. And they all Democrat. That's why I tell people, don't come with, man, you don't even know nobody about the Republicans, because our family members never was interested in that. We came out of an era where they had already switched them. They already switched the black population. The era that y'all talking about that was Republican was that era that was King and back. Let's go back. King and back. All them
mm-hmm.
Republicans. King and back. All with the Reconstruction. So I don't know why we can't even come together on that debate of the switch. Just like they switched it with the Great Reset was also the Great Black Reset. They reset the black folks to a new reset from being self-deficient by what they said.
That's integration.
Integration. Right. So they did a reset. The integration was a reset, not only on us, but white folks as well. Because they had to be forced. Their businesses had to be federally forced to do it. That means the government came over and took over privatized businesses. Think about that, y'all. See how big this picture is going to be as we look at it. That means the federal government was
utilized. But we repeated again with the immigration piece.
That's my point. It's like, do it one more time. Let's do it again.
It's repeating itself.
That's why I tell Brother Ray when we were talking. He said, I said, well, we organized, all I seen was we be big, we get a little bit, but that meant what one man took that one court to Christ. I told him he was going to go to the court or he only going to go through one other way. Like Bubba would say, the bullet of the ballot. It's no other way. Because if you keep saying that, oh, you're being oppressed by the buddy game, that way that we used to think ain't going to work no more. Ain't going to work no more. Because, like you just said, everybody, y'all said it earlier, they said, they're going to watch all transactions now because of this control mechanism they want to have. It may not happen in our era where the guns get confiscated. I ain't going to tell you that. I listened to a white survivalist one day on their show. I wanted to hear what they would say. I go on a survivalist show. Survivor said, nah, man, they ain't going to try to come get our guns. He said, they ain't going to do that. That'd be dumb. They don't want to see that on TV. He said, we just going to starve them out. That's exactly what he said. He said, they're going to just try to starve us out. They said, they ain't going to come and try to get us. They said, no, they're going to starve us out. Eventually, that's why they say, oh, the preppers make it, because eventually they say we're going to need it. Now, that's just a big, now, these are big boys in the so-called survival gang talking. And I'm thinking about the damn. What about the regular people they want to make scared, not with no guns? You know what's going to scare us this time again, y'all? COVID again. A new strand is on. You see about the new strand y'all sent? It's a new strand they're making. That's why they got to do this baby thing. They want to do the baby thing.
But see, it goes back to propaganda. But see, remember I was telling y'all when this COVID shit began, it started at, well, I saw it at the VA hospital. Once again, hey, the patients was telling me, hey, guys were telling me, my wife told me I can't come home unless I get that shot. That's where the shit started, the division, the separation. And who's taking the kids to get these shots? It's the women.
Reminds you of that scene out of Chi-Rac where the women withheld until the guys got on COVID.
They went on strike, yeah.
But that was Miss Strada. Can you hear me? Hello?
I think we got cut off, bro.
No, I got it. Can you hear me? I was trying to find something. Yeah, because the statistics.
Oh.
Now, no. People just fell off. Some people did fall off, but it had nothing to do with me. With y'all was talking about earlier with the shots, and I was just thinking. Now, y'all do know that, okay, our insurance policies that we are on these jobs can easily be switched up, y'all, everybody. If they decide they want to, you know, get funky with everybody. If we see this coming in this next few years with these unions and them and all teachers union that are all over the place now. This chick, Amy Wine, whatever, Burger's name, all over the place as a teachers union campaigning with these different people. They may start.
That's
to use
how
that
Brandon
again.
Johnson got in the office.
That's right. The teachers union.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy.
Now, again, all I'm going to say to y'all is, well, we got the time. Just be aware. Check your 401ks. Make sure. Ask them crazy questions. Who cares if you ask them, can the IRA be switched to gold and silver? Ask them questions so you can find out what's going on with these things. Because, again, if we are talking about what we perceive to be happening these next few months, if they devalue the dollar, that means all 401ks and everything could be easily captured. Mm-hmm. Easily.
Well, Tennessee knows something because remember I told y'all some months back, they already passed the bill here. They put the economy on gold and silver. So somebody knows something.
Now,
why would they do that?
I hope we do that. That would be a refuge. Now, see, I want y'all to listen carefully. You know everybody is not dumb in this world. There's some pretty intelligent people. You know that some of these people are in offices. Now, you're going to start to see counties that are on, they're going to say, we're going to stake the gold and silver. They're going to have banks that's going to be gold and silver. They're working on that. I see in some cases. So they might become sanctuary states of survival because your state might just say you ain't getting value for value because you ain't got nothing to give. The dollar dead. What you got? Think about that, y'all.
Right.
If the dollar die and you and your whatever, I don't care, wherever you have, house, condos, a mud shack, whatever, if the dollar died, the first question would be how I'm going to do transactions. Now, if they say we're going to give you value for value, I mean, your money ain't value, so what they going to give it to you on?
Oh, you better have some credit.
If the credit, again, not an expert, I just tell people, ask your people that you know or who go deal with. If the credit companies are going to forgive the debt that you got out there that can't be paid since you can't transfer, all your money that you used to have, say you got $1,000, but it's worthless. How are you going to transfer it? Are they going to give you 10 cents on the dollar for the new money? If the new money is digital, they say this is all you're going to get. Then it'll be a universal income, see? See what I'm saying? See how quick it changed the universal income? That's how easy it's going to be. Ain't going to be no
reparations, right.
Ain't going to be no argument. Our common sense telling me they so good at this that we could wake a lot of people up, but people going to love that. Man, I guarantee you, if we do the bets, that people will say to you, man, I'm glad, man, the government just, man, they took care of everything. Everything is going to be, but after do, if they say, well, all I got to do is take a COVID test, because you ain't getting it without that, y'all. You think they're going to give us universal income without being universally under health care? You got to be on both. Ain't going to be no other health care.
But now the thing is, now that all depends on the state government also, because now here, with the way before I think about coming down here, now the governor, he pretty much got rid of all those on the state side, the vaccine mandates. So I don't know how that's going to play. Then again, I forgot about the ESG states. Once again, it's the southern states that's suing Biden for that. So at some point, is there going to be another civil war with that?
And did somebody look up that Biden character? I said, because I think when I see the article, I said, man, this is crazy. Because I don't, we all. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say about that. I heard you say that he has another person is playing his role because of the stroke. Now that other person had to be just as demented as Biden because he can't take questions and he looks crazy as hell when he's giving some speeches when he stutter. So
I
think it's possible that the other person is demented.
Oh, the other person's a great actor. I don't know. I just said that that's unofficial but official. Like no one could really, you know, we're speculating by how these two characters look. One definitely looks different than the other Biden. Like this other Biden has a different
look. Did you see the one where the person was wearing a mask a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. No, you're talking about the one that was behind the Lewinsky. They had two Lewinskys.
Right.
Yeah. They had two Lewinskys.
So we don't know, man. These people even human at this point.
At this point. Now, I say healthcare because... Y'all, I'm telling y'all something now. Y'all said stuff people like to hear, but we're going to talk about it. Now, y'all said about them bringing the kids over. Now, I'm telling y'all, because of whatever this is outside the human realm, organs, body parts, I just want y'all to listen to 2 minutes of this healthcare that no one, that's what makes me so nervous to go to the doctor today. Because I don't know what his intentions could be because they got down with it.
I went yesterday.
I have no idea. Because you got to almost tell them what you know, they sound crazy if you tell them that, you know, how you believe, like that's, you know, that don't make sense. The dude looking older than me, my doctor, hell, hey, healthcare, y'all, there's too many people dying that should not be. And that's another healthcare scare. And then the other part is people getting dementia way early in life now that before I even thought about. What is it? Healthcare, y'all. And if this is the part of healthcare I think we better pay attention to. This is unreal. This is unreal right here.
The Government Healthcare Plan. Page 22 mandates the government will audit all books of all employers who self-insure. Page 29, lines 4 through 16, healthcare rationing. You can only receive so much care per year. $5,000 per individual, $10,000 per family. Page 30, section 123, there will be a government committee that decides what treatments and benefits you receive. Page 42, the healthcare commissioner will choose your healthcare benefits for you. You have no choice. Page 50, section 152, healthcare will be provided to all non-U.S. citizens, illegal or otherwise. Page 58. The government will have real-time access to your finances and a national ID card will be issued. Page 59, lines 21 through 24. The government will have direct access to your bank accounts for elective funds transfers. Page 65, Section 164. This is a payoff subsidized plan for retirees and their families in unions and community organizations such as ACORN. Page 72, lines 8 through 14. Here the government is creating a health care exchange to bring private health care plans under government control. Page 84, Section 203. The government mandates all benefit packages for private health care plans in the exchange. Page 85, line 7. AARP members, your health care will be rationed. Page 91, lines 4 through 7. Government mandates linguistic appropriate services or translation for illegal aliens. Page 95, lines 8 through 18. The government will use groups like ACORN, AmeriCorps, to sign up individually for government health care plan. Page 102, lines 12 through 18, Medicaid-eligible individuals will be automatically enrolled in Medicaid. Here you have no choice. Page 124, lines 24 through 25. No company can sue the government on price fixing, and there will be no judicial review against the government monopoly. Page 1.
Now, this is the Obama bill. This is
Obamacare. Yeah.
And you telling me. Now, I wish Ray was on there on the phone now, but I was going to say this.
Look what happened in Illinois. They just, the government got busted out a couple weeks ago passing through a bill for illegal health care, Medicare, Medicaid for immigrants over 65, and it's going to cost over $1 billion. Nobody
right.
knew about it.
Nobody knew about it. Now, again, I'm going to say this because it's funny now, but it was very traumatic. When Obama got elected, I was very emotionally upset about it. I just felt after what I was reading before, that this was how they were going to get it over. I had already read about all this other stuff about the family, the mama, and the Frank Marshall Davis. I mean, I was like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be outrageous. So I've seen people, including Brother Ray and all that, I mean, people was crying. It was like a miracle. I'm not making this up. People all around us, I had to play it off like, yeah, because everybody would attack me. But it was people crying. As if this was Jesus. I'm not making up. The black community was crying, man.
Jesse Jackson.
But the way how they played it was that out of all the stories they talked about, all the CEOs over the whole history of Turtle Island, right? They made it seem like there was no one of color that was in that realm. So when they always hoped and dreamed, damn, will I ever see a president? That was the only thing that was on their mind.
Right.
And that, yes. And when that happened, a lot of people cried because they never thought they would have seen it in their lifetime.
So now
how everything that you just played in that clip, right? And where we look at the 87,000, even though they wanted try to play, talking about they're going to play with the money, they're hiring 87 IRS agents that are going to be able to carry weapons and will, because remember now, when you said that thing about the structure and saying that everybody is considered a terrorist under the Homeland Security and
right.
they had the listing of it. We all, everybody falls under
everybody.
That umbrella.
Everybody.
And so,
umbrella.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And so when they transition this new rules-based order that they're going to do, they're transitioning everything under that Homeland and the Act.
Yep.
And
yep.
what's the Act they brought in with the Asian guy?
The
Homeland.
The
Patriot Act.
The Patriot Act.
And China,
yeah.
they use, man, look here, we being herded in like cattle and don't
now,
even
now,
know it.
Darnell, because the Chinese man, we did a show years ago where we look up who actually did the Patriot. It was an Asian guy. He put the Patriot together. And let's be honest, y'all. I keep telling people this because when I find out, it's amazing to me, so I have to tell others, especially when I find out it's facts. Mao Zedong went to Yale. Mao Zedong was in Skull and Bones.
And Castro.
Who was Castro's son?
Who was Castro's son?
Trudeau.
Okay.
Trudeau.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Now, here's where it gets crazy. When you're talking to regular fans and friends and family members, these conversations, you can tell how propaganda works just by how our people talk. Like if they say something about Canada and they tell Canada's great about because they, you know, I'm in, that, you know, we don't live in Canada, but they just, but the reality of Canada, it looks great. It's a very beautiful country, but they are a socialist country and they clamping down on their people. And when they say they want to give you no weapons either, they want to give you this shot. They want to shut your cash app all down.
And remember, in the NBA, the teams, when they went and played the Raptors, if you wasn't vaccinated, you couldn't play.
You couldn't play. Canada was not playing. Only one few countries couldn't play. So I see the difference in these countries that y'all people say, oh, boom, boom, boom. Now, here it is. The Democratic Party, according to Malcolm, and we just keep that spark, but that will be heard today. We're not saying the Republican Party is not. We don't gave y'all names. They called the neocons. That's Bush and them. We had
or
this
rhinos.
Show with Bush.
What about rhinos?
The rhinos are now. Rhinos are now. Bush was the neocons. Now they're transferring to the rhinos and the rhinos. It's just a whole phase of it. But so the Republican Party, including what's his name, Reagan,
the deep state,
all them, and he's an actor. And then think, Reagan's an actor, y'all, an actual famous actor. He's the one that Rupert Murdoch could never get in the country. It was a law that no foreigners could be on our purse in Miso. Now they got all foreigners practically running. Remember, no foreigner could be a president. He had to be nationally born here. Arnold Schwarzenegger tried to defeat that. He tried to beat that with his team. They got different characters playing these parts, y'all. That fulfills this prophecy that they got in their head. And I love it. Like, I am that bright.
Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, we're able to see this. It's a beautiful thing to everybody out here who's on this line because many people cannot see this. Now, you can tell by when we're going to be talking.
Who is DeSantis, the saint, or the the saint?
Trump blew the trumpet. Yeah.
On both sides. What people don't understand
with Trump is you don't find a political leader that don't throw the other side under the boat and his side under the boat. So that's why it's hard for me to believe that the American people are so asleep. You know, like you said, he was the first person to set fake media. You know what I mean? Like, he's the only political person I know in my time that set out a goal and set out a commitment to the American people and actually delivered and some. I mean, like checkmate with all these investigations, all these false, you know, all this, the
right,
whole media. 95% of the media against him.
Right.
He still did his job, and most of us don't even know.
Let's say that because I look at all things. I judge it on the scale. Myot, because remember that's when we first put the show based off Myot, the scale. I said to myself, now if I was really gonna look at Trump deeply, I see where. Okay, some people photoshopped it with the Ku Klux Klan. Okay, say he was with the Ku Klux Klan. Elijah Muhammad met with the Ku Klux Klan. King met with the Ku Klux Klan. Okay, so a Ku Klux Klan member now, say he was one, and now he gives to the black.
Marcus Garvey
said the same thing about him too, about the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Marcus Garvey said the same thing. So I'm looking at both all these past leaders say this. Now, let's be honest, y'all. Should there be a little skepticism from all my black people, I mean women and brothers, that, and I'm not even mad because I'm around a lot of people, gay, whatever, trans, whatever, but Don't the people find it strange that the United States is going to Africa and threatening the countries that they won't give them aid unless they let the transgenders in? Now, I said to myself, wow, that's a new platform that most countries ain't promoting, but America is. That's so strange. That, I mean, nobody thinks about
that. But remember, Obama went over there and they told him to take his ass out of here with that bullshit.
But it never stopped. Thank you. Now, Obama went, got a bad reaction, but it has elevated. Now, they sending this chick over, I think is a man trans. I'm not too sure, but you should see this person. They got a woman going over there, and she's making the deals with these African countries. And one of them countries, Ghana, I'm not sure which one I'm making, might make, bro, one said, get rid of your dollars. Told the whole African people, get rid of the dollar. If you got dollars, get out. It's going to be a problem. So I said, wow, now this Africa telling that they own people this. He said, because America is coming over here saying that we got to put in this agenda for the LGBTQ. Now, you going to go and tell a whole nother country that ain't with it, either you do this or we going to cut the funding. That's some heavy duty shit, y'all.
But then they go back to what you said earlier. It's not just America. This is a UN thing. This is global.
Global. Right. Global. Yes.
And I just want to also add earlier when you just stated about the Trump and the Ku Klux Klan picture. Okay, let's just say hypothetically that, you know, it's Photoshop. But let's just say, for instance, he is allegedly, according to the Photoshop, that he's a Ku Klux Klan. Look at his policies in the 4 years that he was together. I mean, he was in the presidency. He never created any policies to harm the black community. Anything, the policies he's created help the black community. Now, let's look at the Democrat Party, who created, and this is a known fact, the KKK Party, okay? They're the party who's responsible for the white supremacy party, you know? That's them. They create all the policies from when they took over in the 60s, harmed the black community. So we have to, some point.
The welfare system is a Democratic Party system. Patrick Moynihan and them came up, a Democrat, New York, and all of them came up with how to make the welfare, and y'all get Good Times and all these shows, the Jeffersons, all from this shit. And y'all y'all telling me y'all don't see that what she just said with these people, which is clearly, if they was with you, so much with you, then why the policies that they created for you have a mishap effect on the community? You lose your businesses, you lose your housing, you lose this. You telling me y'all still happy with it? That goes with that prophecy, y'all see. I tell y'all, I try to stay away from this because, you know, but it is got to be
hard-headed, stiff-necked people.
I mean, Brother Tubmose, the battle between the Egyptian and America, I'm going to tell you, it's a good debate. It's a fun debate. But if pyramids are all over the earth, y'all, really are. They really are. And
it was gold. People found gold in southern Illinois. Don't nobody talk about that.
But I'm saying, the problem is, I told you, we got the best kept concealed history. First of all, they don't want you to know that all this riches was over here. That's why they came. Why would you come somewhere and put so much investment in from another world across the ocean? And you got to know something over here for you to invest this heavily into it. And to reap anything, that means life, child, to get over here. So the history here is so unbelievable. Now, it's got to be some validity to this. And I hate to tell people, I'm not one who flip-flops, but I never said, I said that what happens is, whatever happened to these tribes, this is where I stand. Whatever happened to these tribes, these rich artisans, they did a good job of concealing all of this from the people, from America. Because a black America, if you want the indigenous Americans, however you want to categorize, even from the Caribbean, because they got the same story. So why is it that this is able to be done unless other black folks, because they're not hung up on color. I told you, color is made up. Blumenbeck, these crack, that's why I used to get mad at Farrakhan and y'all. Listen, I used to get mad at everybody back then. If you told me that the white man came from the Caucasus Mountains, that's what they told us, right? The white man came from Caucasus Mountains, they caught on for it. And then I go and find out that they named it because they were going to India. They decided to say, hey, we love that. Let's name our people after these mountain range because it's all white. Because it's freezing.
Wow.
And then we take it back. We take it back to our people. And then we got black people saying that. So somebody had to tell somebody this story for you to be regurgitating this propaganda. That's propaganda.
It made them a nation. It made them a supposedly nation.
This propaganda made them a supposed nation. And it's a mountain range that they decided to name themselves after because they was going to India and doing the Silk Road. Thank you. It's all on the History Channel.
But then thanks to Jesse who helped sever us from our own wealth. But we were here. It was people here, but he had them thinking that they were severed by saying African Americans. But you can't even tie your, most people can't even tie themselves to the continent right now.
Jesse Jackson. Now, I keep saying this because these people are still alive. Jesse Jackson, he was standing right
keeping
next to the
keeping hope alive.
He was standing right next to the dude who just won in Chicago. He's in with this. Sharpton is running around.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, we got, I mean, this was a debate. Somebody sent me a video with the dude, the African network guy, Brother B, having some good stuff, and he said he had something on Crump. Now, he said some good stuff, but he didn't even get deep. See, them shows don't go deep into the mystical and the allegoric about what fraternities they with, what secret society. That's their ideology. What you see is not their ideology. You see a facade. They ideology is in the craft, what they are ordained into. You don't see they. What you see is a facade. So when you see a person on these shows, they never mention these groups. You know, like I'm supposed to believe Crump is sincere with the NAACP, I got people like Reverend Pickney and them tell me how the NAACP did him. People down here tell me what they did. They don't come to our rescue with them. If that was the case, we would be rescued by now, don't you think? After how many
Johnny
years?
Cochran, Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity.
All that. Now, and he tried to do reparations, and you see what happened to him.
Mm-hmm. So,
now, I take that into people saying, I got to show both good and evil. I can't have one side all day. Because good and evil work together. It's in you, so it got to work together. Good and evil in you, good and evil in everybody. So it got to work together. But so us to say that, but there was the lawyers. So when I have respect for Johnny Cochran as a lawyer, he made that move. He tried to show. You see, they don't show none of his court documents and cases, none of his things to get to that conclusion that he was going to win. He had a supreme team for a reparation. Now, I don't know if Effie Bailey was his Judas. I don't know. Didn't say he was. I don't know. Effie Bailey was around.
A lot of the young people don't know Kim Kardashian's daddy was on that dream team. A lot of young people don't know that to this day.
They don't know that. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's why he implemented her to do her little cash bail thing. Now, I'm going to say this.
Hey, Bones, but a lot of people don't know F. Lee Bailey, too. He was caught up in a lot of that drug scandal back in the Bahamas with leading them and all that. He was also one of the defense attorneys for one of them big boys over there too, them Bahamian boys who was caught up in that, all that big, them key coming up there. All,
That's right. Effie Bailey. But Effie Bailey was around back in the day where they had to have those court. Like it used to be shows with him and Morton Downey Jr. and all them be debating Gerardo and them. The Angels, what they call themselves, Curtis Sweeler, and all them used to be a whole bunch of Dr. Phil Valentine was on Phil Donahue when he first came out of New York City University. They all would come and start their little thing. I'm saying New York is a powder keg of propaganda, y'all. Let's just be honest. You could tell all the advertisements there's a propaganda machine. So. Of course they're going to keep New York afloat. It's a communist propaganda machine as well, both sectors. But let's be honest, New York, just the name alone should make you understand New York.
New York Knicks, Los Angeles Lakers, Golden State Warriors.
All that. So my opinion, like y'all say, we can say, oh, we crazy, but facts do matter. And these people out there who doing their thing, don't stop y'all because the gematria, that's definitely. It wasn't until Eddie and y'all sending me all that you take it to account. I know about geometry, but then you start thinking about it on how y'all was putting it together and putting it. You say, man, It's in everything. Every game is a goddamn matrix. It's all what time they're gonna throw in the, you know, the matrix machine, and you go into the, you go into deep space. Because think about it. The show is completely done. I have no power, so whatever happens, nothing works now, except for those who are left on the line. Now,
just like look what happened the past 2 weeks. You had the King Charles coordination at the beginning of month, May Day, the Guardians of the Galaxy, May 5th, the solar eclipse. All this shit is lined up. I meant to say that earlier. I forgot about it.
Man, I seen some of that because you know, it's all on TV, all over the world that's being televised. Did y'all watch? I mean, did y'all see the pageantry in this? Did y'all see the herb and they got the crown? Now they not even they figureheads. They, remember the dude said they figureheads. They just the priesthood that they in is unbelievable. Now those are they are royal crafts, and she's a craft woman. They are, that was all pageantry at its best. I watched about 15 to 20 minutes at one time or another. Mm-hmm. And I watched another here there. I watched it to a pageantry, man. They aligned the tribe of Judah. They believe, if y'all would have watched that show, they believe they're the lion of the tribe of Judah, the British people. Yes, they do. They believe that shit too. Yes, they do. Look it up. Look at what they did yesterday. And I didn't even get deep because when I see that, I say, oh, my goodness, May Day. Everything I see now is May Day to me. It's like, oh, my goodness, here we go. They're going about to do something else. May Day, May Day. Sound of distress. And that to be, I'm telling you something. You see they ain't bring over the ones over here. What's the ones over here? Prince Harry with the chick, Meghan. They wasn't
Meghan
there.
Markle, yeah.
I didn't see them. I don't know if I wasn't looking good because I wasn't trying to really, but I was watching them. The two, was they there? Anybody know? Was them two there? Because I don't, I'm not too sure who was there.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't know yet. But I just know that I did not see them like I thought I did. Now, they over here in America pretending they suffering from racism. Now, y'all know that's bull. That's bull. They live in lavish. Can't be racism. Can't be. Can't be. How you live in lavish and you're going to tell them? Now, I can see some of us saying it, but how's somebody going to be talking about this? It's race. How? And they live in lavish. They got round the clock security. Everything, food given, the best of food, everything. How can that? Y'all just think about it. How can we listen to her on Oprah talking about she experiencing racism? Because they want to know the color of the child. Wouldn't you want to know the color of the child? Black folks would want to know. I wonder if she's gonna be dark. When is she gonna be light? We do the same thing. See, what I'm saying they making simple conversations. Weapons. Simple conversations. They making them weapons.
That's right.
This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a weaponized, like, see, Sister Shalene, I know you're working stuff. Yeah, she's been saying, validation to her, weapons. Yeah, everything you're saying don't make no sense. So if you question everything, now you question everything, you definitely an enemy of the state. And I see the chick, I tell people, ain't nothing on yet because the heat won yesterday, so let y'all know that. We look at some of the celebrities out here that's in Miami. Now, Dwayne Wade. Love
I knew you was
going
to say that.
love him as a basketball player and everything. But this is getting ridiculous. I mean, they had every commercial now because they made the contract. I see now how they get it. When you do what they say, you on TV everywhere. You got solid sleeping bed commercials. You got a big shoe running around together commercial. They hook you up, and that's what keep people doing this. It's survival of the fittest. I do think that has a lot to do with it because he.
And
lied.
Remember the mama, I think his first wife tried to, but it was in California. Remember I told y'all a few weeks ago they went to court and tried to stop that surgery and stuff. And California shut her down like, nope, ain't happening.
Right. Right. And see, he's down here telling people, because, you know, you got some people, black folks is a propaganda machine. All they got to do is hear, no research, no nothing, don't know nothing about the area, don't know nothing about how, the way Wade could walk right through all of Miami, he still would be, well, let me get you, ain't nobody, now he got a few heckles at Madison Square Garden, y'all. heckled him about transgender baby killer, all that baby mutilation man or some bullshit they were talking to him.
Wow.
And he goes, now he in New York. He claimed he's scared to live in Miami. Because they told him, we got to get the Sanchez. We got it. We mad at his policy, whatever they may say to him. I don't know. But why you pick this state to say, you know you can get anything here. You send you at the heat game. Ain't nobody showing shit at you. Ain't nobody doing nothing to you but giving you love. And you going to come on national.
And you hit it right on the head, bro, because he was so accepting down here. And you know they got that old culture down here on the beach and whatever. And then they have their own little community up in North Lauderdale. So it's not like nobody was chased out of here. He was chased out of here. But they are going to use him for a prob against DeSantis and saying because of his policy, they always flip that crisis or a little, and they always use the protector of the king to go ahead and be the dummy, to do all the propaganda, all the Roland Martin and all them.
Joy Reid,
and then the binder. How, you got to have some kind of pride to stand up there and really lie. I mean, I could understand finesse a little bit, but to really just blatantly, like, you're not bleeding, that's just whatever. I didn't spit on you. That's just a little whatever came from your eye. You got to be really something to lie. Just stand up there and really lie to the people.
No, he lied. No, man, I'm telling y'all, because people be talking about Dwayne Wade said that. I said, Dwayne Wade is lying, y'all. Dwayne Wade is making up some shit because he was told that if you do this agenda.
And how much power his wife, and don't leave his wife out the equation neither.
No, she's in the agenda. Gabriel Union is in the agenda. She made the deal with them. I guess, now, here's my thing. Now, I tell people, I don't care less what you do. That's your business. But ain't nobody going to tell me. I'll be watching something, and this would get me about women. Now, these celebrity women going through all kind of men. I mean, Sierra had, I mean, she going berserk. So she ends up with a cash cow. She back in music. I don't know. I just look at people and say, well, y'all listen to these people. Y'all listen to these people. Y'all listen to this person. The question I'm asking all y'all listening out there still.
AD, it's Wilton Manners. Wilton Manners.
Wilton Manners. There you
and
go.
They got their own police force.
Wilton Manners. Yes. Wilton Manners. Sure, you're right. Rich area. Look it up, bro. Wilton Manners. Now, again, he would have got more love, but why did they? Here's the thing. They didn't even get mad either. They're like, what? Because, like brother just said, they got the transgender community all over South Beach. They've been doing those shows since I've been here, doing them type of shows. It's nothing to do to these people down here. So why did he lie? Because you're getting paid to lie. And to reap the benefits was hell of a commercial now, hell of a commercials, hell of events. They're every event. And I told myself, I said, I got to report this stuff on these programs. People, put the phone down a little bit. The phone, rest it. Turn it off. We had a conversation yesterday with people, again, everywhere you go, great conversations. That's how I get to keep myself going. You know, they were saying how hard it is for these kids and adults, they said they feel so detached. Once one person announced that they started crying when they lost their phone because they felt lost. I said, God damn. Now, I ain't going to lie.
You see all these kids now in these schools. I sent y'all a link yesterday with that girl down here pepper sprayed the teacher because the teacher took the phone away from
her. That's right. Took the phone away from her. Pepper sprayed the teacher. Went violent prone because what's happening is it's like a chronicle. You chronicle your whole life in the palm of your hand. Think about it. It's almost like a transformation device. You're going back and forth in this thing, this phone. And then the sounds it makes, Brother West, much love to you on the day, but hey, we still got love to give you vindication when you're even on here. Guess what? You ever listen to your phone? That phone is very annoying and all these sounds it makes. And then people don't realize that they want you to always be on these phones, answer these phones. That goes to show you that the phone has become such an integral part that people will panic if they don't get the response they want. on the phone.
And it's constantly on, too.
It's constantly on.
It's on, constantly on recording. You got to charge it every day. Got to charge it every night. It's constantly recording you, baby.
And then when you get on the phone, let's be honest with everybody. You get on the phone, you see that everything you practically talked about will show up in advertisement.
Yeah.
So I come to the conclusion that we're not alone. That's for sure. Ever alone. That's a song. You are never alone. It's always something because we gave this technology to this world.
R. Kelly.
Yeah, never alone. He knew it. Yeah, because now I'm gonna tell you. Let's think about Vice TV. It has some good shows. It got kind of corny back a little bit ago, but we used to all watch. It had to show you all the hardcore shit that you don't see on regular news. And let me just tell you, the epidemic that R. Kelly went through. If you watch some of R. Kelly's stuff, you had to know, it was a lot of shit going on. But why should I blame R. Kelly? You know, he a victim of his environment. The record company knew he had this condition or whatever you want to call it, this thing. But when you facilitate them with that money, if you make them that money on time,
everything is hush-hush.
Everything is like, y'all play Monopoly, what it says, free get-out-of-jail card. That was a Monopoly game. But now he's one of the best. I think
years ago, back in even the 90s, he was up. He used to drive up to this whole high school over there in the Hyde Park, down the street from Obama's house, picking up girls. Everybody saw it. Nobody said a word.
Right.
Even the business owners.
Because it's making money. Now, I see the same.
He was a perpetuator of the, what they call it, Chester. The Chester molester. Yeah, he was.
But you can't blame him.
He was a perpetrator. But it was the industry.
Right, that industry thing. Now, y'all been saying this for years, and I've been hearing everybody say it. Look, I can't say what somebody would do once they get some money, because the same thing with football. We got people made into football. No one knows what you're going to do in these professions. But when you get there and you come up, you got to say, well, who else is handling all this? When you say, God, how did our kid get to this level? Family members sometimes is entrenched. They know too. You got family members know they getting perks too. You see, we always so quick to jump on the white man. Nobody in his family say, man, hey man, you need to chill out with all that. You gonna get trouble. If you up there complicit too with it, why are you blaming the white people or blaming anybody? Because basically everybody around them was into it. You ain't alone doing all that. Somebody got to watch the door. Somebody got to watch the make sure you're able to get off before somebody hush. So that's what's happening.